You are receiving this transmission. You are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, as the Clinton crime machine fails to remove President Trump from office with the made-up Russiagate garbage, they now intensify calls for him to be removed via the 25th Amendment, or calls intensify for him to be assassinated. That's all over the news. You've got the Antifa uprising groups in the hashtag Hunt Republicans, and Republicans getting attacked in their yards and shot in their yards and shot at baseball games. And I pointed out that there's a criminal network within the FBI run by the Clintons, and that's mainstream media now. So how does the Washington Post, how does the Soros group Media Matters spin that? They come out with the talking point 2 days ago saying that I'm saying the FBI itself is going to kill Trump. That's like saying the post office is. I didn't say that. There's the headline now in the Washington Post. Fox News contributor channeling Alex Jones suggests FBI plot to assassinate Trump. So 2 days ago, Media Matters puts out the talking points, is what they do. And mainstream media comes to that like dog to a vomit. And they then put out permutations of the disinfo. That's how they do it. How dare Alex Jones say the FBI is going to kill the president? I said globalist operatives within the Secret Service is where I'd look first, or some wind-up crazy they've got in their network, because the FBI cabal, the Clinton cabal and the FBI, is failing. That's what I said. But they spend their whole world, their whole time, trying to then, again, misrepresent that. And what they'll do is they'll strategically pick things they want to attack us on and then misrepresent it. Alex Jones, I think they're going to go ahead and make their move to kill the president in the next 30 days. And then it goes on to say that I say it's the FBI. And that's the kind of games they play. You know, I talk about Discovery Channel shows about this growing phenomenon of folks that have sex with their cars. Didn't say it was heterosexual or homosexual. I said it's a new sexual designation. And I said pretty soon there's going to be thousands of these, and it'll be impossible to have all these alphabet acronyms that you're supposed to know. They had the headlines everywhere that Jones claims gay men are having will try to rape your car. Didn't say that. But again, it's how they misrepresent. It's very ham-fisted as well. Now, when we come back from break, we've got huge news. Former assistant FBI director, patrons within the FBI are set to expose Mueller and Comey. That's what we were told yesterday by our very own source, Doug Hagman, that his FBI sources say that's the word. Also, we're going to tie that into another clip from James Carlstrom, where he says sycophants in the FBI guilty of obstruction of justice. So we're going to be breaking all of that down as well. And then, of course, the big news, they said it couldn't happen. It happened. I was worried it would leave the House, go back to the Senate, go back into conference, because they changed it again. It happened. But still, it passed. A devastating victory for the American people against the globalist. Merry Christmas from the Liberty Movement. Merry Christmas from the Freedom Caucus. Merry Christmas from Drudge Report. Merry Christmas from InfoWars. Merry Christmas from the Liberty Movement, who want a sovereign nation and who want a fair shake and who want real economics that made the country great. We're well on the path of making America great again. Victory after victory after victory on NAFTA and GATT being renegotiated, on TPP being killed, on the stock market and all these new jobs, and on the best numbers in decades, some of the best numbers ever. Globalism having its back broken, political correctness in deep trouble. The problem is, I thought Democrats and their minions were foaming at the mouth earlier when Trump won. Now, on the streets of Austin, I've seen it, they have gone into full foaming at the mouth. And I've noticed it's spiritual. It's spiritual. These people are possessed by like a foaming at the mouth spirit. I may even tell a story of what happened last night. I got video, too.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live and we are broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and here we are on the 20th day of December, 2017, just 10 and a half days left in this historic over-the-top year. You know, we should open the phones up today and tomorrow and just talk about this year. It has been a tumultuous year. It has been an incredible year. It's been a roller coaster. It's had highs. It's had lows. In my personal life, I know in many of your personal lives, it's just been insane. Insane compared to any other year in modern history. We're entering a very important time historically. And Joel Skousen, who's been dead on the money so far, the World Affairs Brief, said Trump is planning to hit North Korea. At this point, they are planning to hit them by February. And that could lead to just Armageddon-like scenarios if Russia and China don't stay out of it. If Russia and China stays out of it, Kim Jong-un is going to be removed. His weapons certainly are, but that is something huge. So for all the good things happening, really big crises are on the horizon. Trump secures major victory as Senate Republicans pass the $1.5 trillion tax cut bill, despite Democrats warning they'll rue the day as protesters scream, "Don't kill us," paving the way for a final House vote today after a hiccup, because then it goes back into conference. And that's why I keep saying this thing just gets so incredibly confusing, because it just goes back and forth forever. But Trump has already gotten much of the big agenda through. Tax cut Christmas, home sales best in 11 years. Cohen, market will roar more. Yeah, they said it would never hit 3%. It's now at 3.3. And the word is it's going to hit 7 to 10% is what most analysts say. And then you look at what's up on Infowars.com. We have got just masses of key news like this one. Former assistant FBI director, Patriots from the FBI set to expose Mueller and Comey. And he goes on in the video and the article to say that sycophants in the FBI guilty of obstruction of justice. And it is a Clinton cabal, a Clinton mole group. It's like a corporate takeover group that were put in by the Clintons and then expanded by Obama. And Bush just went along with it all part of the same globalist crew. And they are caught red-handed manufacturing the entire fake dossier and all of it, and admitting it's fake. And see, that's what's powerful. And then paying taxpayer money for it to their own family members. McCabe's wife got $500,000. Orr's wife got $2 million at Fusion GPS. I mean, they're not just doing all this unethical stuff for no reason. They're doing it for cold, hard greenbacks, digitally delivered to their stinking bank accounts. And so these are the type of people put in by Mueller, put in by Comey, put in by Bill Clinton and then Obama's reign. And they are the worst of the worst, and people are calling them out for what they are. And so you got Scarborough and all the rest of them saying, this is going to cause civil war. This is going to cause death in the streets. Because they're being defeated. And I think I'm going to download the video off my phone later and play some of it, because I was getting phone calls while I was taping it, so it kept cutting the feed, so I only got part of it taped. But I go outside to take a phone call at a restaurant last night, and this family, this older woman and three men and another woman, or four men, come and get in my face and start flipping me off and doing the sign of the curse and saying, you're going to jail, Trump's going to jail. And they go, your wife in there and your baby. Are you child molesters? You have sex with that baby? You know, because, of course, we talked about what was going on in the WikiLeaks and the Democrats and the rest of it and all the stuff coming out about the Vatican. And I just said, listen, you're such a vicious, evil person. And she just kept talking about my wife and a baby that were inside. and just the nastiness in there. I walked over to her car. I said, well, you guys want to get in my face? I'll follow you over here. And then there it was, the She Persevered Hillary sticker. And she couldn't believe she was going to cuss and yell and get in my face. And then I wasn't just going to stand up to him. But I caught some of it on tape. I was getting these phone calls, one after the other, while I was taping it. A couple of the guys kind of bowed up. And I just said, come on. But they literally think we're Nazis and the enemy, so trying to save the country. And they don't even get anything from it, most of them. They're just idiot camp followers. And as they get their butts handed to them politically, they're panicking more and more. So here's the first part. James Kallstrom, former deputy director of the FBI, patriots the FBI set to expose Mueller and Comey. Here it is.
I have said, in my opinion, and it is an opinion, there is a cabal active within the FBI and the Justice Department,
yes,
which hates Trump,
yes,
which protected Hillary Clinton,
yes,
and tried to bring down Donald Trump.
Yes.
And that is an extraordinary story of interference in an American presidential,
yes,
election.
It is.
And you're agreeing with me on this?
Oh, yeah, and we've been talking about this in different
yeah, but
tones.
Now it's out in the open. Now we're saying,
without question, that's what it was.
This,
yeah, just like the whole so-called Clinton investigation was phony from the beginning. We've talked about that. No grand jury, giving witnesses immunity, putting all the subjects in one room at the same, yeah, time. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's nuts what they did.
Look, James, yeah, I'm coming up on a hard break, but I want to ask this question. You've got 20 seconds. What's morale like in the FBI now?
It's not good, but I think recent events that I'm aware of are going to improve that, because there's going to be actually something is going to happen, in my view.
Oh, are you going to leave us on that?
Well,
James, you got to come back.
Yes.
Well, I think there's a lot of patriots that have just had it up to here with what's going on, and they're going to step forward and tell people what the shenanigans have been, how they shut down the Clinton Foundation investigation, how other things, you know, were done that are so anti- what the FBI and the United States and this country is about.
We want to hear it, James, yes, Kallstrom. We want to hear it here.
We do as well. And when we come back, we're going to play an even larger clip. But this is powerful. And this is word for word what we've broken down before it was even in congressional hearings. So again, InfoWars has led the way as the tip of the spear to break down the wall and expose this and make it safe for others to talk about it. That's why we're here. That's why you're here. Thank you for the support. Thank you for making it all possible. Speaking of that, ladies and gentlemen, still in the lower 48, according to the USPS, you will get delivery before Christmas, but you must order today. No longer in a few places like Alaska or wherever is it totally guaranteed, but in almost every area in the United States, in the lower 48, you can still get 50% off on all our best-selling items, 67% off actually on some of the best sellers, but 50 is the lowest discount. I mean, yeah. And then we've also got, on top of that, free shipping, store-wide, Brain Force Plus, amazing nootropic, Alpha Power, incredible, 50% off, 33% off DNA Force. We've got the Biome Defense probiotics that are excellent, 20% off. We still have the high-quality toothpaste, 4 to 5 with colloidal silver and iodine, super blue for adults and children, and the mouthwash, 50% off. Read the thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And our little elves will get your orders out today and tomorrow, and you will get them. You can also just put the address where you want it shipped in the comment on checkout, put, you know, a note to your family member that, hey, this is a gift from such and such, or let them know it's coming. Great way to not fight the crowds. Great way to not fight the traffic. Sign up for auto ship on any of these items as a gift to yourself and get 10% off additionally. Many of these are lost leaders when you sign up for auto ship and you freeze in that unbelievable low price. These are the biggest and best deals of the year, topping all previous, ladies and gentlemen. And you fund the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements page. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site for everything. Survival gear, books, videos, tons of Patriot apparel, and thousands of other items. Shortwave radios. InfoWarsStore.com for all your Christmas needs.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Just to be clear, The tax bill has, for all intents and purposes, passed by the House and Senate. But there's a few pieces that are a little bit different, and it's routines, what they call it, and they've got to line those back up. There's still debate going on, but experts say that hardly ever has something gotten derailed at this point. But anything could happen. So again, the tax bill in its main body has gone back and forth between the House and the Senate, but it's being reported that one more likely routine vote in the House and the bill could be on his desk as soon as this afternoon. Then he will have one of his first big press conferences in quite a while. So we're going to be following that throughout the broadcast today and right through the War Room with Owen Schroyer coming up at newswars.com and infowars.com. Thank you for tuning in. Okay, let's continue here with this amazing former FBI Deputy Director James Carlstrom on Fox News. We just played the clip where he said, this is incredibly criminal. This is a cabal. They're rigging everything. It's unheard of. Witnesses all in the same rooms, on and on and on. What isn't getting pointed out is not just they're not just paying money. They're paying money to their family members, husbands to wives, from the Justice Department and the FBI to make it up. I mean, these are the people over it. It's just the most classic inside family job you've ever seen. So the media is spinning it that, oh, we're saying the FBI did this. And Alex Jones says the FBI is going to kill Trump. Said no such thing. I said a criminal cabal inside a criminal racketeering organization with basic manager fraud from the top has been caught doing this, and if they can't take him out with this criminal plot inside a rogue group in the FBI, they're going to try to kill the president. That's their last option. They've been talking about how he needs to be killed, how they want him dead. Then they go, oh, Jones is crazy in the Washington Post. He thinks the average FBI agent and all the FBI are in on it. That's how they misrepresent. But let's go back to this other clip that again, is on Infowars.com. Everybody should share this. Paul Joseph Watson article's right on the front page. I'm going to retweet it at Real Alex Jones. It's so important if you guys will do that for me. Thank you, because this really needs to get out there. And we should probably add to this article all the other congressmen and people that have pointed this out as well. This is what happened. They've been caught. They admit this now. That's why a bunch of them are refusing to testify. So the plot is really, really thickening right now. They are desperate. James Carlstrom. Patriots and the FBI are set to expose Mueller and Comey. Played that. Here's the next one. Sycophants, absolutely. In the FBI, guilty of obstruction of justice. That means an inner, sick, white shoe boy club of Democrats in the system saying, we're not going to let him stay in office. We're going to remove him. We're going to make up this dossier. And then they admit it's fake. And they admittedly paid their families for it. That's the money they got for doing it. That's how they got paid for committing the crime. He said the Fifth Estate has been working to sabotage President Trump, led by a bunch of sycophants in the FBI who are guilty of obstruction of justice. Carlstrom, a career FBI guy, deputy director, isn't attacking the FBI. He's attacking that it's been hijacked by people destroying it. But they turn it around. Oh, Carlstrom, he doesn't lie. I mean, that's the next talking point. Carlstrom says the FBI is pure evil when he's a classic G-man. Now, let's go ahead and play the clip.
Is the FBI probe of leading politicians totally and hopelessly politicized? Come on in, please. James Carlstrom, former FBI assistant director. He's always had something to say about this. What do you got to say about it now?
Well, you know, Stuart, for over a year and a half, I think, we've been talking about this sort of reverse crescendo. We started off with Jim Comey and all his crazy actions that I thought were outside the main of how the FBI should operate. And now we come to this, you know, this focus on, you know, the Fifth Estate that I've talked about, you know, that includes multiplicities of people. But now we know it also includes a bunch of sycophants in the FBI, you know, that were part of the Comey team, mm-hmm. apparently, and people in justice also, that I believe have exposure now for obstruction of justice. I mean, people, yeah, people tweet, you know, tweet each other and they send text messages, but they don't plan. The FBI is not in the business of planning to destroy a president of the United States. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's clear to me that's what
they were.
I think they were. I think they were trying. I think they were way above their capability. You know, this guy thinks he's the Lone Ranger.
Pause again. Exactly. It shows how weak the Clintons really are. How they could just over the years get these top people in, have them cover up and kill investigations over the years, and then they went too far. It's one thing to kill an investigation. It's another thing to manufacture one against a popular president. And then you get caught, and then it all comes out, and then they're panicking, hoping people don't keep pointing this out. That's why now they go, oh, Mueller will make his announcement at the end of next year, hoping we forget about this, and he'll have a Kushner indictment or something to make it look like it's all real. Let's continue.
He's going to float in here, and if by any chance the Trump gets elected, which is a catastrophe in his mind, I mean, I don't know what his mind is thinking. Obama basically destroyed the country. Now you have a guy that wants to fix it, okay? But anyway, if that's his thinking, you know, and they were obviously, from the words that we saw, they're in Andy's office plotting some kind of thing. And I think that some kind of thing is what we're seeing right now. Mm. And we've seen for the last, what, ever since he's been elected, we've seen this facade and this phony challenge to Trump about collusion in Russia, which nothing could be further from the truth. All the collusions were the Democrats, and it's very, very depressing to the FBI.
Well,
FBI agents, I mean, 99%,
exactly.
0.9, hard-working, patriotic guys that come to work and girls that come to work, you know, for the good of the country. And you've got this cabal of people. You know, you've got this deputy director who should have been out a long time ago for his actions. And then you got Peter Strzok and who knows how many others. You know, and you got Comey with all the phony stuff that he did.
Leaking.
And, you know, but I think finally we're going to get to the end of this. But the big mystery here is the Justice Department. What is the Justice Department doing? What is the Attorney General of the United States doing? You know, it's too bad for Donald Trump, who's I've known for a long, long time. And with all his little things that he does that people don't like, his policies are what's going to bring the United States back, globally, in my view. Yet, you know, you have this huge storm of people that are just putting roadblock after roadblock. It's a mystery to me why he hasn't called over to the Attorney General and told the Attorney General, give the oversight committees the documents they're looking for. Why is the Trump Justice Department not complying with subpoenas from the Justice Department that want to look into this thing?
That's because they've committed such massive crimes, they know the whole house of cards is going to fall, and they're all blackmailing other people for things they've been compiling on them, and that's what's happened. And that's why they're paralyzed, but now they've been exposed, so now there's no putting the genie back in the bottle. That's why this is so explosive, and why the only move they've got left... Well, they got two moves. They're going to bring out hundreds of fake women that say that Trump attacked them. People aren't going to buy that. They already see that failing. They're like, why do we have Franken leave? None of this is working. So the next thing is riot, civil war, trying to make him step down 25th Amendment, and or killing. But all three of those things go together. So really, I guess there's three things there. But the big one is trying to kill the president. We'll be right back.
These conspiracy theories were first spread by radio talk show host Alex Jones.
But to get the employee at YouTube on tape admitting that they do it? I mean, you must be a threat if they call you out by name.
Alex Jones
is a lunatic.
Because I know that these are legitimate news organizations. And if at that point somebody decides they're going to scroll past that and go find Alex Jones, well, they were looking for him to be with that evening.
That man's a threat to this country.
There's a guy on the radio.
His name is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I heard that on Alex Jones.
InfoWars went even further.
InfoWars, it's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that you're a rapist.
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars comes to mind.
InfoWars.
So right now, the war is the InfoWar.
You watch InfoWars?
I got a chair going.
Looking at widely reported information from InfoWars.
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 InfoWars. InfoWars.com.
I want freedom. That's what I want. And that's what you should want.
Hello.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Cutting those taxes.
Go tell that long tongue
lie. They've been lying about the tax bill, and it is a compromise in some areas, but it will bring back $4 trillion in the next year in corporate taxes that have been held offshore. And it will bring back thousands of companies. I mean, if people want to work, they're going to get a chance to work. And as there's new factories, it's going to drive up wages because there's going to be competition for those products. There's going to be competition for those workers. There's going to be competition. And this is what Boomtown USA is going to look like. The globalists made the strategic decision back in the 60s to begin the deindustrialization of North America to transfer things to China. By the 80s, it began. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen. It is a big, big problem. It's a national security issue. And it is being reversed. Now, again, when I said that bill's passed, the official bill's passed the House and Senate, they've agreed. It's gone back and forth in conference. But there were a few little mistakes where things aren't word for word the same. And so those are, quote, routine votes. And for all intents and purposes, they're saying 99% chance it'll be done in the next hour or two. We're watching. We're going to carry Trump's historic press conference. Hadn't done one in a while. Coming up today, the war room's going to be on for 3 hours after I'm on live, because David Knight has the real news of the morning. Then, of course, I do InfoWars Live here with your host, Alex Jones. And then, of course, Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone's a contributor and many others on the war room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. And I intend to bring the nightly news back in the next 4 to 5 months, an hour every night. I'm going to be launching more broadcasts as well here as we syndicate these radio / TV transmissions. And our next big push is UHF, VHF, and cable stations. We've got quite a few picking us up, but we're going to really be reaching out to those stations. And that's, we're going to be creating a big page on the website about it where listeners can call their UHF, VHF stations, cable providers. And that's really, instead of having a channel on cable, it's kind of a Vanity Fair thing people do. Beck did it. It failed, as everyone knows. And I'm sad it failed. But the whole point is just having a channel out of 10,000 doesn't do anything. You want to just have cable systems that want to pick you up, be able to put you on those lower channels that people actually watch. And you want to be on the UHF and VHF stations. We've got more than 15 stations that carry us 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a day, some 24 hours a day. But there's weird little stuff we've learned, like we show videos that are bleeped out of leftists cussing at people and things, but you can't show the flipping off either. So that's a whole new level. We have to blur that out, and people watching on the internet go, why are you blurring that out, them flipping off? Because, you know, we pay for the closed captioning hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. We pay for all this stuff. I mean, a lot of infrastructure goes into it. We're just building the shows, the research, the crews, the people, the studios, and we're finally there. I mean, we've already done a lot and reached tens of millions a week, but we're finally there to go after UHF, VHF, and cable. And I knew this was coming in my gut a few years ago when we started building this. I knew the internet censorship was coming on Google, Facebook, Twitter, you name it. And one of the last places they're not going to stop us is directly into those local UHF, VHF, and cable stations where you've got patriots that are owning those channels or the program directors, and then just reaching out, letting them know it's there, getting it the way they want it, getting it on different platforms. A lot of them want it on these TV share network systems, and then you get into them, and then you upload stuff like right after it's live, and they have that. Or there's basically these systems where it's near live, when we've got some of the satellites, and some stations want this type, some want that type. It's very expensive. To be on all the satellites we need, we're probably talking $400,000 a year, not the hundred and something I'm spending on it right now. And it takes money to do that. So we're going to crash through the lies of disinformation. We're going to hit the bar. We're going to cover the news years before it's mainstream. You're going to get tomorrow's news today. You're going to get next week's news today. You're going to get next year's news today. You see it all the time. Not that we're even that smart. It's in globalist documents. It's in trade publications. You can get it from top experts. What's already being beta tested? They don't want to discuss stuff till it's rolled out ubiquitous. We're just trying to have a societal discussion about GMO and about forced inoculation and about open borders and about globalism and about the brainwashing of children in schools and all of this. So when we come back from this break, I'm going to get into a bunch of other clips, get into the economy, get into military developments. This statement, it's up on newswars.com. Twitter exec, no longer possible to stand up for all speech. Social media site doesn't believe in free speech. Yeah, it's all selectively enforced. And the word is the 28th, their new rules go in. Paul Watson off Prison Planet on there, one of the top Twitter people. Real Alex Jones, you name it. And they've warned other talk shows and people, don't have Alex Jones on your podcast or whatever, or we'll censor you. Well, if you end up giving into that in their first wave, they'll cement it, they'll set the precedent, and then you'll be next. You'll be next. Don't be stupid. Stand up for free speech. We're going to go to break and get into all of this on the other side. Dr. Group's going to be in studio. We're going to be taking your calls on a bunch of big news. And why does President Trump drink 12 Diet Cokes a day? He admits it's garbage. But Coca-Cola said, we don't like you drinking Coke. We're corporate. You're making us unpopular because they're globalist. And he said, well, I still drink 12 of those garbages a day because it's addictive. It's an excitotoxin. We ought to get Dr. Blaylock on, a brain surgeon, about it. But we're going to really give you the truth about Diet Coke as well and a bunch of other issues and take your calls coming up. But seriously, ladies and gentlemen, we have free shipping still store-wide in the lower 48. You can still get delivery before Christmas. In fact, they still say Hawaii and Alaska, but I just don't believe it. But we're going to get everything shipped out on a daily basis to be safe. Yesterday was the absolute day, but if you're anywhere, I mean, you see the map if you're watching on TV. One day from where we're at is just central Texas, and then 2 day is like half the country. 3 day is the other half the country. And so there you go. You'll get it before Christmas, even in Alaska and Hawaii. But I just don't want to say guaranteed, okay? But it supports the broadcast. Don't have to fight the crowds. Don't have to fight the traffic. You can support the broadcast. 50% off our fluoride-free, organic, super high-quality toothpaste, fortified with colloidal silver and high-quality iodine. So it's great for you at the same time. Amazing what it does for people's gums. Read all the thousands of five-star reviews. People are just crazy about it. And we've got a bunch of other stuff, 50% off. Check it out today. And the new Alpha Power. Woo! Roger Stone said, I like some of your other products like Brain Force, but good Lord, Alpha Power is unbelievable. Oh, yeah, we made it to be explosive. Stamina, energy, libido. Gentlemen, the globalists want to organize their coup against the American resurgence where we're taking back our country. Doesn't mean we're perfect. Doesn't mean we won't have problems. But this is a real counter coup that we've launched to bring back the country from globalism. They're launching a counter coup against our counter coup. They are launching an attempt to take the country back. They had a coup. We took it back partially. They're trying to take it back again. And now they are having the final House vote on some of the mistakes in the tax cut bill. It's officially been passed in the House and Senate. This is only a, quote, routine vote, meaning they're going to honor their original vote that it's passed. That's why it's considered as passed. That's what the legislative scholars are saying. But still, hanky-panky or chicanery or skullduggery could be engaged in because bamboozling by these people never seems to end. But we've got right now the votes have it so far with the votes ongoing. Less than 2 minutes left for them to finish their vote. And we're at 158 to 144 or 158 to 152 total. So it looks like it's pretty close right now. We're going to be watching this as it unfolds because you're supposed to vote to just square up the two. That's how the legislative rules work, but we'll see. But here's the big story, breaking on Infowars.com and Newswars.com by Clifford Cunningham. Donald Trump Jr., top government officials are conspiring against the president. You're like, well, of course we know that. But now they're telling it like it is. You got the former assistant deputy director, or the former assistant FBI director, patriots with the FBI set to expose Mueller and Comey. Says they're sycophants, but they're going to be brought down. Donald Trump Jr., President Trump's son, has warned top government officials are conspiring to undermine his father's administration as a witch hunt led by Clinton insider Robert Mueller continues. And when we finish up with this vote in a moment, we'll get back into this incredibly important article. Let's go back to C-SPAN right now with live feed of the vote that is nearing its completion in mere seconds. We're 30 seconds out roughly right now. And if you're a radio listener, you're hearing the sound in the House. It's been going back and forth into conference committee because it's such a big bill. And they find mistakes in it, it's got to go back and then go to a full vote. But again, they've already said in mainstream news that Trump has a Christmas victory. It's a huge victory. They're acting like it's done. But I don't trust them until the fat lady sings, as they say. All right, the vote is now closing. Paul Ryan is signing off on something and is now approaching the gavel. The timer says zero time voting. Sometimes they give them another 2 minutes or so under parliamentary rules. I don't pretend to be an expert of it, but I've been watching this stuff for 30 years and covering it for 22, and it'll always give you a headache, too, because they can manipulate the rules. They can play all sorts of games. They can tell you it's passed, so people go home, and then they sneak in with different maneuvers and kill it. I mean, what, 80% of Congress is lawyers? What's that tell you? All right, any minute now, they say the totals are 189 to 173. So the motion passes to make the House version line up with the final Senate version, and I believe that's it. But who knows? Well, let's see. There might be a mistake in what they've done. Here goes Paul Ryan. He's being handed the final vote tally. Here we go. Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. Totals 192 to 176. They've stopped voting. Talk about cliffhanger. He's just sitting there and sitting there. Again, the article's on Infowars.com. It's critical to get all of this out. Donald Trump Jr., top government officials conspiring against the president. There is and there are people at the highest levels of government, they brag, that don't want to let America be America, Donald Trump Jr. said in a speech before a group of young conservatives at the Turning Point USA Student Association Summit in West Palm Beach, Florida. My father talked about a rigged system throughout the campaign, and people were like, oh, what are you talking about? But it is. And you're seeing it. The perceived impartiality of Special Counsel Robert Mueller investigation has collapsed following revelations of rampant political bias among members of the investigative team. That was, again, a placed cabal, closed-set group, paid for with outside money. FBI agent Peter Strzok was removed from the investigative team after investigative revealed he sent numerous anti-Trump emails to a colleague admitting the conspiracy. And it goes through it all with powerful things that Donald Trump Jr. has laid out. In one email exchange dating from August 2016, Strzok wrote, "There's no way he gets elected, but I'm afraid we can't take that risk. It's like an insurance policy in the unlikely event you die before you're 40. They go on to talk about meeting with the FBI deputy director to fix the information. Kind of like fixing WMD information that led us to war with Iraq. But this is to remove the president that really wants to return the power back to the U.S., the sovereignty, the decision-making processes. This is a revolution we're in against the globalists and against their coup over America. But we've only got the beachhead. But now with these tax cuts, and now with the economy coming back, and now with TPP killed, and now with 70% reduction in illegals coming across, and now with sovereignty returning, and now with the new jobs coming back, and all of this, it's banishing the globalists. It's showing them that they were parasites, strangling us on purpose. That's what globalism is strangling nation states, especially freer countries, in favor of authoritarians. This is a big, big, big tax reform bill. It's got a lot of really, really good things in it. Cutting the corporate tax alone. Again, the big mega corporations are globalist. They're on record. I know you know this, but we got to get the word out to people that carp the BS and believe Bernie Sanders. Like barking seals. The rich people. Well, now C-SPAN is reporting it's just passed, but he's not struck the gavel and made the announcement yet. Again, the big mega banks want you to move overseas. They want to deindustrialize the U.S. to come in and buy it up for cheaper and then have political control and then use us through resources to only be a military colony, a force that's controlled by outside resources the globalists manipulate. This is all admitted by them in their white papers. He's gaveled, and here we go. If China's got a 15 and we got a 38.9% tax rate, you think we're going to have any corporations that keep their money here? It's designed to make sure American money doesn't stay here. It's literal sabotage. Look at everything they do is sabotage. The schools, the media, they're all a criminal cabal of useful idiots preying on us. And I'm done. And just the idea that we're open for business has the money flooding back in. And this is a devastating victory. This is a devastating victory. Devastating against the globalist. He's about to gavel. This is weird. I've never seen C-SPAN where the mic's not on. Paul Ryan's mic's not on. He just turned it on. Just heard the sound change. Well, you know, Fox is going to have it in HD with the audio.
224 and the nays are 201. The motion is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
Well, there you go. Let's continue with this as we go out to break. This is amazing. And you know, the globalists tried as much as they could to block this, but this is just providence. This is such a big deal. Is the bill perfect? Absolutely not, but it's what the globalists didn't want. You're looking at 7 to 10% growth rate in 1 year if they're unable to try to plunge the economy somehow with their sabotage. Here, let's go out to break with the rest of the audio. Here they are reading the results.
Space Agency and for other purposes. The question is, will the House suspend the rules and pass the bill as amended? Members will record their votes by electronic device. This is a 5-minute vote.
Yeah, let's be clear. They're still going through pieces of it, folks. That's what I was saying. The media is like, oh, look, it's happening
by
right now.
A vote of 224 to 201, the U.S. House passes tax reform again. Actually, what they passed was agreeing to changes that the Senate made in the bill when they passed
come on, today.
A vote of 51 to 48.
Come on,
goes to the president's desk. Headline as of passage.
Let's go out with Stranglehold, baby. Free shipping store-wide. You can still get packages before Christmas in most of the U.S. Thank you for the support. You made the InfoWar possible. This is you. You are the core resistance listeners and viewers. You are key.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting a course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Well, they're going through some of the final
and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
They're going through some of the final formalities of the bill, but this is a Trump. This is an America. This is a free market victory over the globalists. This is a backbreaker. If they cannot kill Trump or keep him out of office and this tax cut goes in for a year, the repeal of Obamacare is basically already happening. By executive fiat, because Obamacare gave the presidency executive fiat, so the presidency can kill it. They are a floundering oily, disgusting maggot mess right now, the globalist. So this is huge. You know, I remember, and I didn't catch this a couple days ago when I saw the latest controversy about the people throwing fits that they have these animatronic kind of rubber wax figurines of the most prominent presidents at Disney and at Disneyland, Disney World, and people didn't like Trump being put there because they whined about everything. You're bullies. And I remember looking and going, man, that doesn't look like Trump. It looks kind of weird, but it seems like I've seen that guy before. Who is that? And I couldn't place it. Well, guess what, folks? They did it. When you look at the side shot, it's they took a morphing program, guaranteed, of Trump and Hillary as a sick joke and morphed the two. And it kind of looks like John Voight then. The article is up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com by the great Kit Daniels. Disney accused of putting Trump wig on Hillary animatronic. Why does Trump animatronic look like Hillary? Well, you can see because they use a 3D program to create these rubber masks anyways. And then you can see it. It's part Trump and it's part Hillary as a sick joke. We got to look at the ears, though. Let's actually go to the video. It's on Infowars.com. It is. Oh, my gosh. There is no end to these people. They did a mix of Trump and Hillary. Wow. Again, I thought, man, that doesn't look like Trump. It looks like something I've seen before. And some people joked and said it looked like John Voight because it looks a little bit like him, too. It looks like a mixture of Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, and Voight. Disney built the animatronics for its Hall of Presidents exhibit at Walt Disney World, but just compare the animatronic to Clinton. I tell you. That's how they sneak this stuff in. And it just keeps coming out. They put subliminal messages in. They put overt messages in. It's plausible that Disney started work on the animatronic before 2016 presidential election and expected Clinton to win. That's a good point that speculators and Kit make. Maybe they just had that rubber mask of Hillary, so they put some different jowls on it. Because it's Hillary. I mean, yeah, Newsweek already had it printed up that she was going to win. Regardless, the animatronic is such a poor replica of Trump that even left-wing NPR said it looks like Hillary. Yeah, I forgot that part. See, I'm not even as smart as NPR. I just saw that the other day in the video, and I went, that doesn't look like Trump. And some people joked it looked like Voight. But when you really look, it looks like Hillary. What on earth is going on here? Well, let's go out to break with some footage. Well, you know, it's too delicious. We just shot it on our iPhones yesterday. I forget the name. It's the regular Glock 9mm, but full auto. They're real rare. I should probably look this up or call one of my gun guys. But the owner of the range brought his saw in and brought this Glock in, one of the fastest shooting, 1,600 rounds a minute handgun. Very hard to get. Glock hardly even makes them. And, man, it was amazing. And I got to say, they said I did pretty good because a lot of folks could hardly even hit the target. Because it's so wild to pull the trigger. But I got them all on target. It was all over the place and fired them all in a second and a half. We got slow-mo footage of that coming up and Dr. Group in studio.
Hillary's in the creepy, weird, sick stuff, man. In the same room with that creepy weirdo woman whose mother wears a hood over her head.
What the hell?
That woman number one is ugly. Imagine how bad she smells, man. I told her and Obama just stink. Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur. Literal vampire pot belly goblins are hobbling around coming after us. My spirit gets close to that evil. I feel it go. Rising up against us. Millions of poverty and people of the very worst type. I'm so pissed.
I can no longer sit back and allow the international communist conspiracy
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We now take you live.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We now take you to the United States of America in late 2017, where a renegade, nationalistic, pro-free market president, against all odds, 1 year into his presidency, has taken control of the nation as restoring the republic. Rogue elements inside the government have struck back with manufactured frame-up propaganda, and that has blown up in their face. Now, historic, massive tax cuts, guaranteed to supercharge the economy, have passed. Yes, they announced last night that it had passed, but they had to go through some formalities of a few areas of the bills that had to be lined up in the House and Senate. But under parliamentary rules, once it's already passed in general, you pledge that you will then vote for it as you voted before. That has now happened. They are waiving some of the rules to fully merge the bills. And we're talking about the next hour or less, this going to the 45th president of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump. All of our enemies that keep betting against us are just failing. All the glory goes to God, to Jesus Christ, his son. And then the hard work to all of you putting up with being bullied, being attacked, being lied about. This amazing crew, the people like Dr. Group that have helped InfoWars so much, who's riding shotgun with us for the next 2 hours. And we're going to open the phones up on politics, on health, on so many issues. This is an amazing time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. But they've gone from being viciously angry when Trump won to foaming at the mouth when he really is a libertarian. You look at the policies, this is what JFK's policies were. They have thrown everything out there, and now leftists are getting desperate. I had a whole family last night when I went outside. My wife and 7-month-old daughter were inside eating. My other children are visiting with their mom right now. We're 50-50. We were 80-20, but now it's 50-50. That's great. And my children are calling me. They want to talk to me, so I go outside. I've got the footage. I feel so sorry for folks. I don't know if I'm going to show it, but I think I'm going to need to go ahead and show it. Probably today, but it's on my phone. I haven't downloaded it yet. And I'm just over here talking on the phone, and all of a sudden an old woman gets in my face and is doing the sign of the cross, and the people are flipping me off. They all get around me, 4 men, 2 females, and they're going, "You're going to prison, you and Trump, you Russians. You're a child molester. Do you have sex with that baby inside?" And I have to hang up on my daughters. I go, "I'll call you back," click, and I turn around and I start taping it. And they're going, "Yeah, who's that hot young thing in there? Yeah, she know what a piece of crap you are?" And they're all ganging up, and I just said, "Hey, I'm here, come on." Then they kind of get scared. I'm like, "Yeah, you think I care? I'll walk over, I videotape both their cars. They got Hillary Clinton stickers on them." And I said, "I'm going to show what you did. Oh, how do you like the deputy pope having to step down for pedophilia? How do you like the head cardinal just now? Dying. It was all disgrace. How do you like all the Hollywood stuff coming out?" They are so angry about this, and they would come up and attack my baby, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this, it's who these people are, and they were all wannabe rich yuppie types getting in their fancy cars too. These limousine liberals. But, you know, I just think we're going to play the footage of them because, and I didn't even catch the really bad stuff, but I mean, And I shouldn't have called her the sea hag. You know, I was a little bit mean. But, you know, oh, then her daughter comes over and says, "Leave my mother alone." They all gang up on me. And then when I don't really bow up, I just start speaking truth. They freak out. So I'm really worried because they keep saying they want to kill Trump. They've got these cabals. They're pushing it. Again, Dr. Group, one of my good buddies, Global Healing Center. What do you think about the victories we're having, bringing sovereignty back? Doesn't mean Trump's perfect, but bringing power back to the people, turning the economy around, all this stuff. Globally, there's an awakening to globalism. There's huge things turning. And everywhere, the people that thought they were part of the system are getting very aggressive.
No, I'm really glad to see everything happening the way that is happening, because we've been talking for a long time. You need to drain the swamp. You need to start looking at all of the areas that we're suffering. And, you know, we are all suffering. I mean, we're giving our money to other countries. We're allowing other countries to come in. We're, the healthcare system is a complete disaster. I mean, if they just took the money, you know, I know that the far left Democrats are complaining nonstop about this new tax bill. And, oh, well, let's not look at the tax bill. Let's look at the costs and all the deficit that we have in America. All the trillions of dollars that are going to DynSys and all of the black ops organizations through the Department of Defense that we're spending, that the CIA is hiring, the FBI is hiring, all the money that's going into the healthcare. We need to look at how to fix these situations by addressing the root cause of the problems. Why are we having to spend trillions of dollars on heart disease and diabetes and all the other stuff?
Well, I mean, it's deep state garbage, and Trump is exposing the deep state, and that's why it's so incredibly upset. And totally out of control right now. I mean, what are they really going to gripe about with the economy coming back? Well, they are upset. That's why they're trying to stop these tax cuts. Exactly. $4 trillion overseas in corporate money that's now going to come back with this corporate tax bill. Do people have any idea? They wrote laws to make it prohibitive so no corporations would be based here. Why do you think they all left? Because the globalists wrote the legislation 30 years ago to do it.
We want to be able to do that. I mean, companies are taxed to the hilt. That's why companies are moving outside of the United States. We need to bring this back in. It is going to create jobs. I want to hire more people. I want to give back more to my employees. I mean, you know, we are in a generation, even Harvard, MIT, and some of these schools are now teaching how important it is to have that culture and how important it is to take care of employees. We've, from years and years and years ago, I mean, we have a whole new mentality with these new individuals and these new cultures coming into the workforce. We're looking at AI technology. We're looking at the future, where we might have robots replace workers. What are we going
it's
to do?
It's already happening.
In that
and we have to decide we're going to buy products that are pro-human. We have to take control of the future now. The globalist technocrats want to take it away from us for total control. We have to realize that's happening. And Trump is a pro-human president who wants to make it about people and about workers, who lionizes blue-collar workers instead of talking crap about them like Hillary does in the WikiLeaks. And I'm going to say this very clearly. If we had a 38.9%, that's what it was, corporate tax, and China has a 15, communist China has a 15, which is the global average, a lot of countries have zero, like Ireland, and we have a 38.9, it's impossible. Communists can't have taxes less than half of ours. And they go, Alex, you want rich guys to, what, are you making money off that? I don't take money outside the country. We're going to come back and get into all of it. And we're going to get into a whole bunch of huge health news. And also, you want to get into, and I agree, the truth about Diet Coke and Donald Trump, a message of the president on that with Dr. Group. He's going to be riding shotguns. We're going to be bantering back and forth and taking your calls in the third hour. Stay with us, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Free shipping, store-wide still, huge sales right now. You can still ship almost everywhere in the country before Christmas. So please support us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover us. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I promised to play this minute of video, and we just shot it on our iPhones yesterday. I thought, I've never taken Roger Stone shooting. We'll get into the serious stuff in the next segment. And Roger's not a big shooter. He's pro Second Amendment. He's got a shotgun. Never been hunting. I'm gonna take him hunting next. Infowars.com contributor, former head of the Trump campaign, 2016 race. But I took him out to the range, really nice shooting range. In fact, it's the best in Texas, the biggest in Texas, I think the nicest. And the owner's a big listener and big patriot. And we shot the Glock 18C, and I never shot a Saw. But the Glock 18C is just a Glock handgun, 9mm, that's got the port in the top, very rare. They're like $20,000, full auto, and it's just a gun to have fun with. It shoots 33 rounds in a second and a half, 1,600 rounds a minute if you could feed them that fast. And I'm very proud of myself. Three out of four times, twice I put all the bullets on the target. And then once a bunch of them shot down at the bottom, and then the other time they were all over the place. But it is very hard to keep all the bullets on the target. We've got the footage shot in HD. We haven't had time to download it. So here's just the cell phone footage we shot. For radio listeners, it's amazing. You can go to Infowars.com/show. There's always live feeds, and we'll upload this later, the footage. But I probably watched the slow motion footage. But he filmed it all four times. I just think Murphy's Law, the one really favorite one I did, I don't think made it on there. But it was like the cartridges were coming up perfectly and hitting the camera where we'd set it. It looks like a video game. It looks fake. It's not. Here it is.
Cool.
And then in slow motion, there's no sound, obviously. You know, it's weird how iPhones transfer. On my phone, when I play it in slow-mo, that's why I thought this footage was different. It actually has it, and it goes, it sounds amazing.
Nice tight grip.
Look like you got audio steady there. Right there. Well, let's look at
most of them hit the target.
Now, there's your saw right there. I used to shoot those in the military.
And Q's like, no, don't do it single shot. No. Do it like die, mother, die.
Not a slow-mo. We didn't hold it.
So,
nice.
We got hours of it. It was fun. Never mind your Army days?
That does, actually. It sure does. I was, when I was in the military, they were just coming out and launching the SAW. We were one of the first squads to do some testing with it. I ended up doing that for a while and then ended up going to becoming a Dragon gunner after that. So a little bit of everything.
A Dragon gunner, is that a C-130?
No, a Dragon gunner is actually a missile. It's a large anti-tank weapon that actually carry with you. It's a light, medium, and heavy anti-tank or armored vehicle missile, wire-guided. I'm sure they've come out with a lot of advancements.
So is that a tow missile?
Yeah, it is kind of like that. So it's guided with the
got a two-man, three-man team?
No, one man.
One guy, huh?
One man. I had to lug that thing around everywhere, this big missile on my back. Mm-hmm.
Was that fun?
Yeah, it was okay. It wasn't that bad. Yeah, not that bad at all, actually.
Let's talk about that.
About military personnel,
because you told me long before, you said, there were shootouts all the time on the DMZ, and now we hear about him, the guy trying to defect. They shoot him five times. He still gets across. Guys crawl over and get him, and you can see the blood trails in the FLIR footage. Pretty powerful footage, and I guess that's where you were lugging the missile around on the DMZ?
On the DMZ, we weren't using that missile because we didn't really have a threat of heavy tanks and artillery. Mostly the North Korean army was just individual soldiers on the DMZ. And the South Korean military was in front of us. So on the patrols and everything, when the firefights happened, mostly, and there were firefights every night, but that was in 1988 when North Korea was threatening to attack Seoul because of the Olympics were going to be in Seoul that year, and that's why we were sent over there. But
that's about to happen again.
Right. Yes, it
History
is.
History repeats it is. Itself.
It sure does. It sure does. So, but anyway, yeah, I know it's the holiday season. I know a lot of people have questions about how to stay healthy during the holidays. There have been a lot of reports that the flu is really, really bad.
We're going to get to that next segment. Let's get back to North Korea. Give us some Army stories about the shootouts with the North Koreans.
Well, we didn't see a lot of them. I'll tell you, the story that affected most of us was the fact that they were doing psychological PSYOP programs back in the 80s, and they were testing them out on us, and they built a whole city right there on the border. And they would play loud, loud, loud music every single night. And they were doing propaganda, dropping propaganda documents on us as well. But the music, I remember around Christmas time, and they would blast Christmas carols and Christmas songs all night long because they wanted us to not be able to sleep or anything like that. And they wanted us to become sad that we missed our families and stuff. So
just like mainstream media bombards us against America, Trump, libertarianism, free market. It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, it was psychological warfare they were using on us back then. So that was the big thing. I mean,
so it was like Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, blaring.
Yeah, super loud. And we could literally see the North Korean flag from looking out of our bedroom where we were staying, our barracks. We were that close. We were in the first of the 506 at Camp Greaves. And that's the northernmost post of
So you were there to back up the South Koreans. It was mainly them having the shootouts?
Yeah, we trained a lot with the South Koreans. We trained with 10th Mountain. I mean, all of the Green Berets and the Rangers and even Delta Force and Navy SEALs, Air Force, different types of military. I always ask myself the question, why was there so many different military soldiers from different countries there all the time training with us? I mean, we would have sometimes Russian military, Afghanistan. I mean, everywhere you can imagine, they were sending soldiers in to train with us. And we were always asking, why are we training these guys? We might be in war with them, but they're, you know, part of our training for, we had no idea what was going on, but that was part of the training operations over there. But I learned a lot, and some of the technology that they introduced us to back then. I remember them bringing us down into a little cave in 1980. This was before cell phones. This was in 87, 88. And the technology that they introduced us to down there was pretty amazing. Just small, even little devices this big that in 1988, it was almost AI. We could call anywhere in the world with these. Like
satellite phones?
Wasn't even a satellite phone. It was more like a pager. It was just a square rectangular system where it was a tracking device. They could track where we are. They could listen to us, and we could actually use that to call anybody.
And imagine the stuff they've given us now through the phones is nothing. They say the tech's like 20, 30 years ahead.
Oh, there was laser technology back then. There was, you know, I mean, I can remember looking at some of the stuff down in that bunker and just thinking, wow, this is pretty amazing stuff. It looked like something out of a sci-fi movie.
Basically everything.
It's like the secret space program kind of stuff, I mean, that we've had.
She won't tell us, by the way.
Huh?
You're not allowed to.
I don't know a lot about it, but I know that
it was all compartmentalized.
So I've been given some documents about some, we'll talk about that in the next segment, though, and you could pull that stuff up on YouTube about some holographic healing technology that the military has.
Stay right there. We got to go to break.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Next hour, wide open phones, your questions for Dr. Group. We may even just continue into the fourth hour today. And then, of course, Owen Schroyer coming up. They have passed the historic tax bill. They had a few little incidentals, but it has now officially passed. Trump is set to have a press conference soon. We are watching this very, very closely. We'll go to his press conference. When he goes live, we'll have it posted to InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com as well. But before we go any further, again, epic overhaul sent to president's desk, lowers taxes, repeals Obamacare mandate, allows oil drilling, ladies and gentlemen. So there you go. Huge information up on drudgereport.com and infowars.com. And again, people say, oh my God, this will hurt the earth, whatever. They're drilling and exploring everywhere else except America. We've been artificially shut down. That's the globalist plan. It's a done deal. Congress wraps up massive tax package. Now, I want to get into flu season, into the flu shot, into all the vaccines. We have people that work here. Two people in the last 6 months that I know, one on that side of the building, one in here, who are going out of the country. They told him, take all these shots. One of them got really sick. One of them got super sick. And they told her, you can't ever take a vaccine again. It may cause an allergic reaction that kills you. And just like you can say, I can't take peanuts or I can't eat eggs or milk or whatever, you get deathly ill or bee sting. What about vaccines? They're all different companies. They're grown on fetal tissue. They're grown on eggs. If they're originally grown on egg stock, they supposedly strain that out and then transfer it over. But the virus still has those ring structure protein cofactors. I'm no scientist. I've read the reports. You've got a big thing on that. And then they admit, the Canadian study of 6 years ago, every flu shot you take doubles your chances of flu the next year. They've never guessed the right flu strain for the next year's mutation. It's a giant, 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 giant hoax. I mean, it's just incredible. So you've got a lot of news on that and natural, mm-hmm. healthy ways for people to avoid the flu. Let me guess, Dr. Rupp, tell me.
Well, first of all, just to address your previous comment about the oil drilling, and I know a lot of people aren't happy about it, and the disbanding of the all the EPA and stuff like that. I personally know that people around the world are working right now on different types of energy devices, and even the big companies are working on generating energy from blue-green algae and other sources that are natural. So I think that you're gonna see a lot. I actually saw some things come across my desk in the last couple of weeks that are amazing, using hydrogen, creating energy from air, water. It's a huge movement.
By the way, Trump's unblocking all that too. Not just a few windmill boondoggles, but the real technology.
Because all kinds of people all over the world now are starting to come out and they're saying, we're sick of all the damage to the earth. We want to get clean energy. We want to have different ways. And it's been blocked. On every front, Alex, like the pharmaceutical industry right now is buying up all kinds of nutraceutical agencies. They just ended up buying Garden of Life and Atrium Nutraceuticals for some billions of dollars. And we get offered all the time too. So there's many different things that are happening on every front that I think are all positive. The oil and gas industry, yeah, there's a lot of money in the oil and gas industry, but the oil and gas industry is also looking at risk assessments and doing SWOT analysis and all kinds of stuff, and they're seeing all these genius kids. There's a 13-year-old kid that made the news that they're saying is the next Nikola Tesla out there that's developing a way to generate energy that to power things for very, very, very low cost. So we have a collective effort that's happening all over the world right now.
Just like there's a collective effort for nationalism and rebirth and renaissance. There's a collective jump happening that the globalists knew was coming and tried to block with the fluoride, the aspartame, and all of it.
There's advancements in natural means to regrow limbs right now using holographic images, ways to look inside the body. I mean, we're exponentially with technology.
Trump talked about it in his inaugural speech. He said, we know we've been suppressing technology. We're going to turn loose and we're going to discover the secrets of the universe together.
Yes. And so people are to lean into the whole flu thing. I mean, the pharmaceutical companies know that the money is so good in the flu shots. And it used to be a flu shot once a year that you were getting, but now you're getting offered $10 off your grocery store bill or your drugstore bill if you get a flu shot. And
now they're saying you need multiple ones, and people are getting MMR, measles, mumps, rubella, who've had the shot. They admit that's actually what's spreading it. I mean, it's just crazy how they're firing all these nurses, giving them to preemies that they admit kills them. I mean, they're really trying to force inoculate right now.
Yeah, CVC, I brought an article. CVS ran out of flu shots for people under 65. You have damaging effects of flu all over the nation right now. Flu is now widespread in New York and California for the first time this season.
Now, they've got studies that the more people take the shot, the more it spreads.
That's true, because the influenza virus replicates into a new virus. So it's literally impossible to develop a flu vaccine. I keep telling people that over and over and over again. Listen,
but let's talk about what do you do health-wise, knock on wood. I get allergies and that's about it. I have not had the flu in 10 years. I don't ever even get sore throats anymore. I don't know what's going on. I mean, I take the supplements, but I'm still eat like a pig, exercise some. But, I mean, it's kind of, in fact, my wife's like, she's known me 4 years. She's like, you never get sick. What's going on here?
Well, the main thing is to keep your immune system strong, and you do that through a lot of different things. Sleep, number one, a lot of people aren't getting enough sleep. And even during the holidays, people are not getting enough sleep. That's one of my biggest holiday tips. Just try to get an extra 2 hours of sleep every single night during the holidays, and you'll feel so much better because people overeat. And you look at the things that... what's going to decrease my immune system? What, especially during the winter, you have not enough sunlight.
Because I haven't plugged any of this hour, and we do sell great products that you and others have developed that are bestsellers that people take and love and help them. I think it's the fact that I've been taking X2 for 4 years, the true, clean, pure iodine, the good halogen, the fact that I take vitamin B12 every 2 days. During the winter, I take our winter sun. And I mean, again, some people I know that are super sick, I go, dude, you're like, why does it go? Let's go get some sun. They go, it's crazy. I had all these skin rashes and stuff, and I went and got sun, and now I'm gaining weight, and I don't have skin rashes. It's like we're water, clean water, sleep, sunlight, but then vitamin D3.
Yes, winter sun. Winter sun is one of the things that people have noticed tremendous benefits from over the years.
Oh, you notice BuzzFeed did the analysis, tested it, said it was totally clean, but then said, oh, but this other one is even better, and then it was your group that we're private labeling. So they said, here's the very best, not knowing it's what we private labeled from you.
What I love about
that. Wasn't that hilarious?
That's hilarious. So
we've tested hundreds, and here's the best.
So oregano oil, silver is really good to keep with you over the holidays. And most importantly, a good enzyme product like you just launched, as well as a good probiotic. And the reason why is what we were talking about, all the excess meat. People usually gain, on average, 1 to 5 pounds over the holidays. And then they feel horrible come January.
So take the carnivore.
A good probiotic, winter sun, the iodine. I've looked at analyzing the different foods over the holidays, and a lot of them contain fluoride, bromine, and chlorine.
And X2 helps clean that out.
And that's, the good thing about X2 and the iodine is that what else are you going to use to clean out the harmful halogens
from
your body?
As patriots, we don't think of ourselves as sissy, so we ignore all this. But I didn't get sick a lot before, but I'm not kidding. I mean, I literally, knock on wood, I hate every time I say this, it'll happen. I mean, I never even get fevers anymore. It's like insane.
Well, that's because your body is utilizing the nutrients that you have, the high-end nutrients, to keep your
immune system. Why am I still getting allergies, though?
Well, we're all having allergies right now because of all the things that they're spraying in the air. I mean, when you have shifts from cold air to hot air and you're going in and out of different types of buildings, and indoor air is now 100 times more, can be up to 100 times more toxic than outdoor air. We're seeing massive pesticide.
Stay there. Let's talk about that.
Fungus and mold and yeast that's getting up into the sinuses.
Let's talk about that first, and then I want to get into Trump and aspartame. He even admits it's garbage, but he drinks 12 Cokes a day. Dr. Group's our guest. The big tax bill passed. Stay with us. This is Big News. The truth about Diet Coke is very simple to discover. We got Dr. Group here with us. I've had Dr. Russell Blaylock on countless times, who created the term excitotoxin more than 25 years ago in major literature. It's now a dominant term. And excitotoxins are addictive poisons that make you want to have more of them and that have an excitotoxin effect in your body. And that's why I remember having Blaylock on 20 years ago. And he would say, it makes you crave more food. It makes you eat more sweets. He would give the studies. It makes you more obese. I remember Group coming on and talking about it 10 years ago. And so now it's mainstream news diet soda with aspartame makes you fatter. And Trump, back in 2012, showing how smart he is, said, I know this stuff makes you fatter. You never see a skinny person drinking it. He said, when you do drink it, it makes you more hungry, but I still drink a lot of the garbage. Here it is. I've never seen a thin person drinking Diet Coke. Good job, crew, pulling that up so fast. The Coca-Cola company is not happy with me. That's okay. I still keep drinking that garbage. And then he said he does drink quite a few a day. The New York Times claims 12. So it's true when the producer corrected me that Trump never said 12. That's probably fake news. But Dr. Group, they now admit what you and others said about this. Give us a snapshot of Diet Coke. And we always say Diet Coke, aspartame, because now it's in all the major sugar gums. It's in stuff that doesn't say sugar-free. My kids go to the store. They want some bubble gum. I have to order it online. I can't even find it.
The FDA has the most phone calls and adverse events listed from aspartame, artificial sweeteners, Splenda, all of those different types of artificial sweeteners, than any other drug or natural substance. I'm not even going to say it's natural substance. I mean, it is developed as an artificial sweetener, just as bad as all of the other things out there. It's extremely toxic to the brain. My aunt died of brain cancer She drank 12 tabs a day, and she was a dean of nursing at Syracuse University.
And let's explain why. My mother tries to quit and has to lay in bed for 3 days, and she's tough. She's finally pretty much gotten off of it, but occasionally, like a drinker, goes back to it. I mean, it's wood alcohol, right?
Well, a lot of things can happen in the body. It actually converts to formaldehyde at about 88 degrees. And not only that, it's very acidic. And what people don't know about it that I keep saying is it reacts differently with heavy metals, and those molecules of aspartame react differently in different pH environments. So let's say you have the standard American diet where someone's eating a steak, baked potato, diet drinks, and dessert. Well, you're going to have different chemicals in all of those things. Like you said, a lot of the desserts these days are made with artificial sweeteners. And then you add other excitotoxins like MSG, and you add blue, red, yellow, green dyes.
And once you've gotten addicted, like Colonel Sanders got it from the Japanese in World War One. The Japanese like good food. They couldn't make them eat canned food. They put aspartame in, an excitotoxin, or not aspartame, they put MSG in. And then he came and put it in Colonel Sanders' chicken. I mean, they know what they're doing.
It's all done by design, and the flavoring industry is a huge, 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 huge industry. And it's not only flavoring industry, it's addiction industry. They want you. We have a society that's become addicted to sugar, addicted to artificial sugar, addicted to food in general, addicted to meat, carbohydrates, everything else. And so we're overeating to the point where I was just reading some studies that said, and these are some doctors that were working and studying this back in the 1920s to the 1950s, one meal a day, Alex, like one standard fast food meal a day can take 90% to 100% of your energy levels in your body to break down that.
That's why we're so exhausted, because it's not just the calories, it's what's in it. And I remember reading about KFC and all these pioneers of it, and then McDonald's later. They were in races with other companies like cigarette makers to make their food more addictive.
They want you coming back and buying it over and over again.
Obama gets in and I go, well, maybe they're going to have a lunch program. It'll be like old-fashioned liberals really make it healthy and organic. No, it's all about lower calorie, no fat the brain needs, and pure aspartame, MSG, as chemicalized as possible, worse than prison food. But it was okay because he's liberal.
All we need is an executive order. No more. We know that artificial sweeteners are toxic. There's plenty of scientific evidence. Executive order, ban artificial sweeteners, ban the use of pesticides, ban the use of preservatives, toxic preservatives, ban all these.
What is that headline?
Chemicals.
Which companies are using aborted fetuses in their food?
Who knows what? See, here's another thing. Foods are not tested for all these different chemicals.
Oh, remember Pepsi said they stopped using the fetal tissue as their taste tester.
Yes, for the they even found traces of it in their Aquafina water products. But not only are you looking at the diet drinks like Diet Coke, but what are the other things that are in there? It's not just the artificial sweeteners. There's toxic colorings in there, the water that they're using. When is the last time a consumer took any artificial drink out there and did a full analysis on it to check for pesticide residue, endocrine disrupting chemicals, which are causing.
We're going to cover all that in the next hour. Bottom line, there is an insane mad scientist race with human animal chimeras and weird toxic flavorings, and all of this is addictive. And once you start eating fast food, I've done it before. I should, be exercise all the time and stuff, but then start eating fast food and quit exercising. It's like a drug.
Now you crave it.
You feel horrible till you get it, and 2 hours later, you're back there eating it. But you eat a good, clean meal, you're not hungry for 6 hours. And it's not that I'm some rocket scientist and I'm the highest example of living perfectly. I'm just saying I've been through it. I've experienced it myself. I need to plug here. And you were here and you said, listen, the biggest thing is funguses. I want to talk about funguses, how they're spreading. Why are they mutating? Why is yeast and mold getting so bad? And you said, by the way, I never hear you pitching MycoZX. And I said, well, that's because for 6 months, it's been sold out because you've been unable to source all the incredible ingredients and get it. The ultimate, if you talk about probiotic, MycoZX cuts out all the garbage and actually targets the yeast, the candida, the mold in your gut, because normal probiotics will displace the bad bacteria, but they won't get rid of the yeast, mold, and as you've said. MycoZX is now back in stock with free shipping discount, even though it's been sold out for, 6 months? Why did it take you so long to be able to produce more of this for us?
Well, we're constantly looking at ways to improve, and we're going to be coming out with...
You're always trying to have the very cleanest, organic, absolutely
right,
best.
So, and this is one of the things. I mean, people say, well, why are your supplements so expensive? Well, if I'm going to buy... I can buy milk thistle for $2 a pound from China. It's been sitting in a warehouse. But we have specific... Our philosophy is from seed to your body. That's how... That's the quality control that we use.
But by the way, that's not that expensive. They have cruddy probiotics and antifungals that are more than yours.
Well, with our, so it's, it all comes down to the therapeutic level and the effectiveness of all of the constituents in each individual.
How alive it is.
Okay. What we're finding out now, Alex, we just finished reviewing research studies that came out of India on the spice industry. And we're finding in the milling process, when they take the herbs, no matter what it is, and they mill them because they have to produce them into a powder,
heats
right?
Heats them up.
It heats them up, and they have to go through the mill four or five times sometimes to get to a certain powdered mesh size. We found out, and this is scientific evidence, that you lose 50% or more of the active constituents in the milling process alone. That means you use the essential oils.
It's not fresh.
Oils.
I mean, just to dumb it down, a piece of meat that's 6 months old frozen doesn't taste like one fresh. So it doesn't have the same stuff. Well, anyways, MycoZX is back. Infowarsstore.com. You can still order it in the lower 48 and get it before Christmas. MycoZX, Santa delivered that. A little early, we'll say Christmas, 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 Jesus Christ. That makes all the globalists angry to say Christmas, War, Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But MycoZX is now back in stock. And it's amazing what it's done for some of the people that I've known that have had serious bowel disorders, you name it. This has changed their lives. So I've been so upset we can't get more of it. But now it's finally back. Infowarsstore.com, free shipping. We have 50% off on most items, 67% off on colloidal silver. And your purchase helps fund this news and information warfare operation as we expand in the face of the globalists. Go ahead and finish up about
MycoZX. No, if you're suffering from, I mean, it's just something that's so common right now. I could literally probably take 9 out of 10 people off the street, test their sinus. That's why everybody has these chronic sinus problems, congestion, their nose is always running. We are living in a time, and every single day, more and more and more people are suffering from an overgrowth of mold, fungus, and yeast inside their body. Scientists are starting to recognize that as well. And it's something that everybody, including children these days, they're not being diagnosed from their physicians, and they're being put on antibiotics, and they're being put on all these
when
other things.
When we come back, why? Because even mainstream news admits molds, funguses, all of it is exploding. It's killing the animals, the deer, the coyotes, the humans. People are getting brain tumors in their heads, I see, that are fungus growing. It's getting in the houses, the black mold. Why is it exploding? Why is it growing? Straight ahead, then we'll recap some of the other big news. Open the phones up. Your chance to talk to Dr. Edward Group. I'm Alex Jones, newswars.com. Don't let them block the sites. Please spread the links, newswars.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I've been ranting, I've been raving. We got Dr. Group in here for this hour, some to the next. Give people in this little segment a smattering of what you want to cover, what's coming up, and then I'm going to give the toll-free number out. And you're welcome to call with any questions, any comments, any reviews of the products. Any questions, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539 is the toll-free number to join us on Wednesday, the 20th day of December, 2017. I'm very thankful this year for all of you. Thankful for the big tax cuts. They're going to mean so much to our country that the globalists are so upset about. We're going to be breaking that down. And how long till Trump's press conference? Do we know? We are. We're okay, good. Thank you. We're watching that all very, very closely. It could be any time now. So that is coming up. So again, 877-789-ALEX is the number. Dr. Group, give us a smattering of what's coming up.
Well, I mean, it's been a long time since I've been able to answer questions for everybody. And I know everybody loves to call in and ask about current events, current things that are happening in the health field arena, what they can do to improve their health, how the products work. So I'm really excited about taking some calls. But we can go over some holiday tips, what you can do during the holidays to keep yourself healthy, some of the things that are going to be popping up next year, hopefully some good things, why it's so important to keep yourself detoxified and why it's so important to really take control of your own health and to focus on yourself and your family and to learn as much as you possibly can. It really all comes down to one simple thing, and that your body always gives you the signs that something's going on, just to pay attention to those signs and slowly change. I mean, you don't have to completely eliminate everything that you like to do inside your life or inside your home, but it comes down to evaluating your environment, your diet, where you live, cleaning up the home, getting rid of the chemicals, cleaning up your body, making sure that you detoxify. That's why it's so important that the products we initially launched here were really focused on gut health, detoxifying, especially during the holidays when you have all that garbage inside your system and you want to get it
all out. I know is I take your products and I haven't been sick other than allergies in 4 years.
You know, a good product right now, Lung Cleanse, is a product that we launched that's becoming more and more and more popular. It was designed to work as an antihistamine for allergies and for, we have a few allergies now that are coming into play, I think red cedar. But it is amazing the response that we're getting because of all of these sore throats and all of these respiratory issues.
Yeah, this isn't like the stuff where it's real thin and it's like two ingredients and alcohol. This is dozens of concentrated essential oils. This is a essential oil concentrate.
It's not necessarily an essential oil concentrate.
Well, all I know is I'm reading the back. It just has all the names of these oils.
Right. And that's important because those oils go down into your lungs. I've literally had moms call me up and say their kids were coughing or had went into different types of allergic reactions, and that product has saved their life. And the reason why I'm bringing it up over the holidays is, you know, families come together. Here's what happens. They go through the airports. They all fly on planes. They don't wash their hands. So you spread these different types of flu viruses. And
people aren't getting the sun. They're not getting vitamin D3.
They're eating too much. Their immune systems are down. They come home for the holidays. And then, you know, you're supposed to be happy with your family and not stressed out. And they bring something in and the kids get sick.
It's a giant Petri dish incubator. And I want to be clear. I haven't gotten like a cold or the flu in like 4 years. Or anything with a fever. I have had things like little sore throats or when I had a tooth from grinding my teeth in my sleep break off. That got a little infected. And then antibiotics didn't work. Took colloidal silver, worked. I mean, but when it comes to everybody else is getting sick around me, I'm just like, no.
I still don't understand why they prescribe antibiotics for the flu sometimes. That's crazy. But, yeah, a lot of that.
They know full well. I mean, yeah, I'm not a rocket scientist, but antibiotics are for bacteria.
Oxy powder keeps your intestines clean.
We've got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in trouble.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I'm Alex Jones. Dr. Edward Group is riding shotgun with us today as we banter back and forth, covering health news, information, important things. But we're going to intersperse this with the big press conference coming up that should happen in the next 30 minutes to an hour. They are busing Congress, people that voted for this historic tax cut plan, this reindustrialization, this bringing the money back to America plan, to the White House for a big press conference sometime in the next hour, hour and a half. We're not sure. They've not announced that. But the big attacks are it allows oil drilling or pipelines in the Arctic or, you know, Alaska wildlife refuge. They put that in to kill the pipelines when Obama got in. The caribou sleep underneath it. It's a big pipeline. Everybody else, you know, China has 97% of rare earth minerals. They're mining everywhere. They're doing everything. Oh, that's okay. But we can't have anything in America. If you drive a car or if you're wearing nylon clothing or you're involved in any of this, you have to understand that's the energy we got. We're using it. The globalists have deindustrialized this country. We're going to have it. I'm all for the new technologies come forward, but Trump's doing what he said. But the no-brainer is a 40% or 38.9 corporate tax China has a 15. Why do you think everybody moved to China or zero? Ireland was falling apart 20 years ago. They went to zero. They became the boom town. So you got $4 trillion outside the country that's about to come back in. If you think a 3.3 growth rate's good, they're talking about just the tax cut alone. Not the corporate one. The other one will make it 7% to 10. They're saying the corporate tax, the only problem is it's going to create such a boom unless they're able to somehow sabotage the stock market before it fully gets in. Here's the critical time, Dr. Griffin. I want your take on this. You're a smart businessman as well. And, of course, your dad's a famous chemist. You've studied this a lot. If this tax cut actually gets deployed before they repeal it, before they can plunge the stock market, before they can block everything with a civil war or a bigger war in Korea or whatever, if this plan goes through and the whole thing turns around and we're in a giant boom time, what do the globalists then do to counter nationalism? A, but B, let's face it. Prosperity creates a lot of slobs as well. That's kind of the downside of it. And if you really pull back, it'll also probably create some pretty serious inflation because we still have big debts. If we don't free spending and start paying down debt, then we're just going in the same direction.
Well, I would say address the root cause of the situation that we're in anyway with why are we paying so much taxes and why are we spending so much money in government and why is our government so big? It's not run like an organization or like a company. And that's the good thing about Trump is that he actually is bringing that business knowledge into a government that, you know, look at how many people in government are trained in business? How many people in government have run a corporation with hundreds of employees?
No, they're almost always sophistic lawyers that come in with no money and leave as $100 million or billionaires. They're a bunch of swindlers.
Right, and they're not there to save money. They're there to spend money. And as a corporate operation, as the government should work, it should be looking at how can we maximize
their efforts. Looking at its solvency.
I mean, we need more privatization of, you know, and having more entrepreneurship and having more individuals. The government shouldn't be controlling so many different things.
And by the way, where has collectivism worked?
It's, you know, I can only imagine what would have happened if Hillary would have got into office right now and all the things. It's just common sense. It's a lot of these things are in simplicity. It's like how to heal the body. Well, you can heal the body on just water and clean air and rest most of the time. But I think that a lot of those things have to be addressed. I mean, when you have in the EPA, the people running the EPA are the ex-executives at Monsanto and Dow AgriSciences and all these corporations. And when you have the government influence with the lobbyists for big corporations and pushing people out and giving contracts to certain individuals, it's corrupt. I mean, we need to get rid of the corruption. There's plenty of people out there that are good people that would gladly volunteer for government positions without any pay.
If they had the American people's backing.
To help the America. I mean, I would. I mean, if there was...
Look at Trump. He's not taking any money.
I know. I mean,
he's losing money with their attacks on him, not just giving away his salary.
I know how to fix healthcare. I've written letters to Melania. I've written letters to Tom Price. I've written letters to the Health and Human Services. I've written letters to Donald Trump. Have I got any response? No. I've got the general letter saying thanks for sending us a letter, blah, blah, blah. There's so much influence by big corporation, by the globalists that...
Well, let's explain that. They've got genetic engineering, manipulation of the gene code, all the mutations, all the horrible toxic garbage is going on. Then they'll make oil and gas the big enemy or carbon dioxide in the atmosphere when it's a red herring. That's nothing compared to forced inoculations, nothing compared to how they authorize all these. They say high radiation levels are now safe. And now why are there all these giant radiation plumes in Russia, Europe, the U.S., Canada, Asia, France? There's nuclear disasters all the time. Suddenly, it's like they're doing it on purpose. The levels are rising and rising, and it's not even in the news.
Well, that's one thing they try to keep out of the news as much as possible, because that's a silent killer, radiation. And radiation goes deep, deep, deep with microwave radiation, ionizing radiation. I mean, you're talking about the 5G coming out. This is a way that people can be easily controlled.
Let's talk about 5G.
They... The water inside all living things is affected severely by exposure to electromagnetic radiation, different types of frequencies.
Let's be clear. I'm not a scientist. In the studies, the 5G especially oscillates water, vibrating the DNA chains and breaking them, causing mutations, which is called cancer.
Well, how we communicate...
They admit, look at that, LA Times, 5G causes cancer in rats. This is not our opinion.
This is, and that's why we're here always saying, this is what you can do to protect yourself. There's companies actually right now coming out with clothing. You can get radiation paint for your home now that protects your home from radiation.
Basically Faraday cage you paint on.
It's really sad that we're moving towards that. I think the...
And by the way, they make a joke about it. I had family at Thanksgiving, nicely. Well, it was an after Thanksgiving Christmas party. Just go, oh, yeah, you know, my brother thinks like you that Alexa's listening to me. And I looked at him and I said, the company's patents admit they're listening and put ads on your computer. And Google does it, too. It's like being right and warning someone is, like, bad. And he's telling me, yeah, my brother's like you. He thinks this. And I just laughed at him. It's okay. But he wanted to, you know, let me know that.
It's just, it doesn't take a lot of time. It's just people don't want to read anymore. They don't want to do their own research. I shouldn't say that because more and more people are actually.
People are either waking up or they're going deeper into it.
And their friends are starting to tell them. And through social media and through your show and through all the other real media, not alternative media outlets out there that are actually telling the truth. And that's why you're also seeing such a big push to try to shut down and to silence natural health care. As a matter of fact, the FDA just announced the other day that they're going to be spending billions of dollars going after the homeopathic industry now. So even though the pharmaceutical companies are...
Moving into it. That's how they do it. They move in to take it over, but water it down while they try to block it. Then they misrepresent what it is. Just like they're censoring us, blocking us on more and more platforms. We just stoically move forward, and the listeners keep spreading the info. So we're going against the curve, going against the wind here, but we're actually having victory thanks to prayers and support. But they then censor us, shut us down, then attack us everywhere, and then misrepresent what we say. So they attack you while they shut you down. And don't even let you respond.
And they're seeing all the advancements, too. I mean, just the advancements. A friend of mine owns a stem cell clinic over in Thailand, which is Dr. Richard D'Andrea. And by the way, now you can get regenerative stem cells for under $50,000, close to $40,000. But that's just one advances of many that they're not accepting and letting in because it's a threat to the
And to Trump the current has said he wants system. To accelerate the opening up of that. But he gets it in some areas. And meanwhile, he's eating McDonald's and swilling Diet Coke. We're going to come back, take your phone calls on the other side of this break with Dr. Edward Grubb. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Every question they don't want you to ask, he has the answer they don't want you to hear. He is Alex Jones.
Under my thumb, the girl who once had me down. Under my thumb, the girl who once pushed me around. It's down.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Dr. Edward Grubb's my guest, riding shotgun as we banter back and forth here today. I'm going to go to your phone calls now, and then I'm going to go ahead, I think, and co-host with Roger Stone in the fourth hour with Dr. Grubb as well. But I think we'll stick Stone over there in that studio. We'll stay in this studio. We'll bifurcate the two between each other. Also, we don't know if it's going to be another 20, 30 minutes even till... The president gives his press conference we're going to cover live, these historic tax cuts. This is such a big victory. It's such a huge deal. Separately, they released some stupid UFO video a week and a half ago, and the media is asking why we haven't covered it if we're the kings of UFOs. We don't cover that stuff, not because there isn't questions out there. I can't get people to admit that aspartame was banned in the 70s because it killed most of the baby monkeys that drank it. I mean, we got the studies or how they got it passed. So, look, they have me with a UFO electrifying me. That's BuzzFeed, or Daily Beast. They got two of them out. Okay, so making me the UFO guy. So let's go ahead and scroll down.
With your Men in Black glasses, by the way.
And it says, InfoWars, the world's foremost purveyor of conspiracy theories. The site has not yet mentioned a word about the government program where the government admits UFOs in Area 51. Because Area 51 is a black site for secret aircraft and a toxic waste dump. This is all a distraction. And they go, conspiracy theorists, government released UFO evidence to cover up Pizzagate Las Vegas shooting. And I didn't even really say that. What do you think's going on here, group?
Just another way to divert people's attention away from the truth. I mean, another attack on you. And it just any time they can get any type of evidence or, you know.
Why do they hate us so much?
They hate us because we're telling the truth and we're actually helping people. I mean, I feel sorry for all those guys whenever they die and they have to go in front of God and explain how many people that they damaged and hurt and all the different things and the karma that they're going to receive. It's all about helping people. I mean, that's what we're all about and getting the truth out.
And none of us are perfect, but we're not out to get people. Aren't you always shocked by evil people, how they want to do evil just because that's what they do?
And they don't even live. I mean, I talk to people. I'm like, really? Well, did you see that study on the fluoride and how it damages the mental ability and how the kids are now coming down with dental fluorosis and spinal fluorosis? No, it's just fluoride's good. Fluoride's good for you. It's like, okay.
Or they walk over and go, oh, is the fluoride going to get me? And I'm like, here's CNN and Harvard admitting it's brain damaging children in utero. Before you're born, you're brain damaged. They just go, F you, Russian. Last night, whole family with grandma told me, F you, you and Trump are going to jail, you effing Russians.
In front of their kids, they said that.
Yeah.
I mean,
I have the video. I don't know if I should air this. I mean, it's just.
On a good note, though, I mean, I think that from what I hear, even the people that are on the far left, some of them are actually realizing now because it's just getting so out of hand with CNN and all these organizations that are having to retract all their statements now because of all the lies. So, I mean, with Trump coming out and all of the fake news, and people actually looking into it and saying, well, wait a second, that's not really fake news. Maybe this is fake news. I know. I've talked to people that were hardcore CNN watchers, MSNBC, Rachel Maddow watchers. They're off of that now. They switched over to Fox News, and they're watching you now.
I think that's why the left's really panicking, is they're losing their people.
They're losing them.
Because you're not a right-winger, neither am I.
No,
we're just patriots.
I'm just a patriot that cares about America, cares about the country.
Remember just even 10 years ago, the good thing about liberals were they were aware of GMO, they were aware of fluoride, they were aware of all this. Now they're pro-radiation, pro-soy, pro-vaccine, and it was always the liberals that were actually smart about that.
No, because
where did they all go? They just don't call themselves liberals now.
Well, you and I both know that it's dating back to the Illuminati, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Bilderberg. I mean, we know that it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat to a certain degree. Now you see the biggest split between the Republican versus Democrat. But
just because of Trump, and they admit he's not even a Republican. He's a populist.
It doesn't matter. I mean, look, they're still going to be, you know, on the strings, and they're all puppets in some sense of the word. You know, whenever you look deep and you start diving deep into how it all works and how it's all run.
And what's crazy, we talked about deep state decades ago. Now, deep state's out in the open. World government, CIA, black ops, dumbing kids down by design. It's all coming out because people on the inside. The next big shooter drop is top-level FBI have said on air now. We broke it weeks ago. They've got bombshell. They're about to leak everything on Comey, the Clintons, Mueller. They could have just sailed off in the sunset for the better of the country. But you know what? They're going to get locked up now.
What do you think the Christmas surprise is going to be? Like, what do you see happening?
It's a Kushner. It's a Kushner indictment.
Even with the passing of the tax.
I was about to say. They were thinking about it before, but now that it all imploded and the witnesses came out and they got caught in the emails colluding and making it up, they were questioning it. Now with the tax bill, suddenly I just watched the demeanor during the live presser, not press conference, but him in there at the table. Suddenly the arrogance of some of the globalists around him, they're now, you could see it. They now know the dam just broke. We just had like Battle of the Bulge level victory.
This is a huge victory.
Yeah, they had their big counteroffensive, like, you know, 1944 Hitler, and they just got their ass handed to them.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, I think there's going to be a lot of good things that happen as well. And going into 2018, you know, I just try to tell people not to stress out and keep a good positive attitude, because that's
absolutely. People think I'm negative because I sound so angry, and I'm very positive, exposing the negative, so folks know what's going on. And I motivate folks to become awake. But I'm a very positive person.
Well, just think about 10 years ago when we were talking about New World Order, and people were looking at us like, "New what? New World what? What? That's just impossible." Think of how much stuff has actually gotten out. You have mainstream media, CNN reporting on fluoride toxicity. You have mainstream news, Newsweek, all of these.
We've got to do a whole show where we sit down and plan it, where we look at the hundreds of things that have been documented that we first broke, just to show people why they're so scared. We're going to break, and I promise, bam, 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 Morgan, Corey, William, Sean, Greg, Melissa, Brad, Aaron, Scott, Kevin, Josh, Carlos, boom, boom, boom. I'm coming to you right out of this break. Briefly, free shipping is still store-wide. Lower 48, you can still order today and get delivered before Christmas. Ladies and gentlemen, there's the USPS map, InfoWarsStore.com. And it's been sold out for 6 months. It's so hard to source these ingredients beyond probiotics. It's an antifungal, anti-yeast, MycoZX. We keep it in stock. It'd be the best seller we've got. Sold out for, is it 6 months or longer? Is it 6 months?
It's been a long time, yes. It's been a long time.
6 months, MycoZX. Quite frankly, I told you, I went and tried to make another formula because I make my, and people say, this is a really good formula. This stuff's hard to get. And so, we're still going to sell this regardless, but it's so hard to get it sourced. Folks, get it while you can. It's back in stock, a limited supply, MycoZX. If you don't have a yeast or fungal problem in your gut, then it'll still be good for you. But if you do, you'll be like, what on earth just happened? Now available, free shipping store-wide. Get your MycoZX sold out for, I think, more than 6 months. InfoWarsStore.com, the incredible game changer, MycoZX, now available. Now back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us. Read the reviews.
Look, I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Trump and the American people taking action, delivered again on the biggest tax cuts in history. The biggest tax cuts in modern history. It's all happening right now. The return of the Republic, bringing the money back home, the corporate money back home, all of it. And Rosie O'Donnell, to give you an example, is such a delusional individual that she said, well, please don't kill people. So because she's the saint saying don't kill people, which is a total lie about killing people, I'll give $2 million to each of the two senators to kill this bill. She said, I'm not kidding. Private message me on Twitter. See, the Democrats think they can just commit crimes. If Dinesh D'Souza gets five of his friends to give money to a Senate candidate, well, then he goes to prison. But if Rosie O'Donnell says, so how about this? I promise to give $2 million to Senator Susan Collins and $2 million to Senator Jeff Flake. If they vote no, I will not kill Americans for the super rich.
It's almost like they don't want to see America succeed.
She says, DM me, Jeff. And it goes on. She says, I'm really ready to pay you off. Watch. I bet she doesn't get in trouble. These people are ruthless. They're crazy. And exactly. They want the foot on America's neck. They know about the scam. They want to piss on flyover country.
It just amazes me.
You've heard the recordings.
I almost think that they're just shaking in fear right now because of all the stuff that's coming out, and everything they're trying to do is backfiring in their face. I mean, from the Russian investigation to this, to that, to tax, to, you know, think about when Obamacare came out. It was supposed to save us all money. Everybody was supposed to get health care. Everybody was going to be taken care of. You could keep your own doctor. All this stuff that they came out with, and now, you know, just like they're attacking the tax care plan, I mean, the tax bill, this is actually going to do good. I mean, obviously, I don't know. Somebody told me that it was like 6 or 7 inches thick and that the lobbying groups have inserted all.
It's not going to be perfect, but the globalists try to stop it.
But, I mean, the main thing is in order to bring back jobs to Americans and to give us some, our companies that are founded by American citizens.
Well, the globalists had already written it where the big Fortune 100 were tax exempt. This is going to let the smaller companies, the $200 million, the $50 million, the $1 billion that aren't in the club, bring stuff back here and give them an incentive, because they kept saying for decades, like Trump said, I can't make my ties in America. They'll be $100. If I make them in Mexico, they're $20. You come on. This is a screw job. He was honest in the debates. He said, of course I make it in China. You can't make it here.
Well, because who can afford to do that? I mean, because you have to pay so much in taxes.
Exactly. It's all a rigged deal. Okay, I promise, go to your calls. Dr. Grip's here. Morgan in Washington, we're going right to you first. Morgan, you're on the air with Dr. Grip. Go ahead.
Welcome from, or greetings, I should say, from FEMA Region 10. I just wanted to, first off, give hats off to both Dr. Grip and you, Alex, for the incredible supplements and nutraceuticals, because so far I've got Liver Cleanse, X2, Alpha Power, Red Pill, Anthroplex, and Brain Force, and Oxy Powder. And I can tell everybody that they do precisely what you say that they do. Now, my question is this. Apparently, according to my dermatologist, the American public, about 1 in 4, maybe 2 in 5 people nowadays have psoriasis or psoriatic arthritis. With something that's so prevalent, I'm wondering if you know what in the world causes this and what can you do to get rid of it, but it acts more like a fungus than it does anything else. So I'm baffled, and the dermatologist won't tell me a thing.
Yeah, that's a situation that we deal with fairly often.
How much is psoriasis up? It's way up, right?
Well, not only psoriasis, all skin issues, skin rash, contact dermatitis, funguses in skin. I mean, you're looking at skin.
Back to this fungus explosion. Yeah. What's driving the fungus explosion?
What's driving the fungus explosion, a lot of it has to do with the environment. A lot of it has to do with our food. A lot of it has to do with the exposure. We're getting all different types of new funguses that we're finding. There was a report that I brought with me on a zombie fungus now that's literally controlling and turning fruit flies into slaves. And
by the way, you can't make this up. In fact,
you can't. I mean,
that's what you were saying last time you were here. They're thinking now some funguses are a colony group, but it's communicating as a group brain. Because exactly. How else could it take exactly. over a bug? Well, so, that's what.
Look at this. The microscopic things.
That's what you said. You said they're actually in your gut, attaching themselves to the nerve ganglia. And that's why they then tell you the food they want. Here it is. Zombie fungus. This is New Scientist. This is not the media is going to say we made this up. Zombie fungus infects fruit flies and turns them into slaves. Tell folks about this.
So what it's doing is it's getting into animals. It's not only fruit flies. It's actually happening with other insects as well. And it makes the insects climb to the top of the plant and attach themselves and chew with their teeth into the plant, into the stalk or something, and sit there until it dies. It like freezes them. And then all of these fungal organisms start growing out of their heads and start replicating and things like that. Now, why does...
By the way, there's a worm that also gets into caterpillars. And then they go up to the top of the tree, get eaten by birds. The birds crap it out again, and the organism actually goes into the brain and controls it.
So what I'm saying is just be aware and always keep your body clean. And I tell you, like your question for the skin disorders, we are actually seeing the chemicals that are being used to wash clothes, okay? And there's even fungus. You can look at washing machines now.
My washing machine suddenly just stink? I have to clean them out with the white vinegar and do all those processes? What is going on?
Right, because we sweat and we're getting stuff from the air, and then we're putting toxic chemicals in our laundry detergent, or our clothes are picking up bacteria and fungus from the air. I know.
So he should probably, with bleach and everything, wash all the clothes on hot, when it's sunny, like old-fashioned, hang out the linens so sunlight kills it. If you have to, what, throw away all the linens, get new ones?
So with any skin condition, a lot of times it's associated with the gut, okay, because it's the same tissue. So I would definitely recommend you're on the right track, you know, with the Oxy powder and with the Biome Defense 50 or the good probiotic, the 50 billion probiotic from InfoWars. You know, healing the gut does tremendous things for the skin. But also some of the things that have worked for me for skin conditions is ozonated olive oil. The iodine, believe it or not, the X2 is incredible. Just vegetable glycerin alone, that can be rubbed on it. But really trying to find and addressing the root cause of the situation. And because of all the fire retardants, because of the endocrine disrupting chemicals in homes, people are sleeping on memory foam mattresses. That's even been linked to sleep as well as skin conditions.
Now that's one caller of like 20, and it was a great question. We got let's cram in Corey in Oregon real fast about holographic devices. Go ahead. Hey, Corey.
I called about a year ago, and I was a veteran that had some pretty bad PTSD, and I called up and said hello, and you're like, hey, yeah, and we talked for a little bit, but not too much. What I wanted to ask Dr. Group was with if he had ever worked with people as far as the PTSD therapy involving holographic type therapy. It's called holographic epistemology. It was written by a doctor down in New Zealand, Dr. Manilati Meyer, and it's pretty new. It's only been out for a few years. It's based upon basically Logos, the Logos, the Word of God, Jesus Christ, being made manifest through the mind, body, and spirit of human beings.
Well, they found true spiritual conversions are more powerful than anything, even chemically in the brain. You want to comment on that?
As far as PTSD, I do a lot of work with military and other people that just have PTSD. I have not been directly involved in holographic treatment, but have looked at some of the new advances in holographic medicinal techniques as far as limb regeneration, as well as teaching and some of the benefits that we might be looking at.
All right, Corey. Boom. Thank you. More calls in a few minutes.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news. Coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
By the way, in a totally classic example of tomorrow's news today, Joel Skousen, who obviously is heavily connected to the Bundys and others because he's a Latter-day Saint Mormon and a leader in that movement, he told you there was going to be a mistrial announced tomorrow. And I'm like, okay, Joel Skousen doesn't tell you something unless it's you know, true. Very accurate fellow. Fox News. Case against Cliven Bundy, Nevada rancher involved in 2015 armed standoff, declared a mistrial. Fox News. Literally, tomorrow's news today. That's why they hate us.
I love that, yeah.
That's why they hate us, and that is just... And then you were telling me...
Tomorrow's health today, too.
Exactly. I was saying, it's so sad about... how they've taken the NFL as a political weapon and how its ratings are down 30-40%. This America thing is like falling apart. You said, have you heard? I said, no. You gave me the article. Panthers sales sparks buzz in political business circles. P. Diddy, Kaepernick, all of them to buy it and make it like the Black Panthers, I guess, the America hate team. Just a new level of just BS. I mean, it really is crazy. You guys are filthy rich. America's totally embraced you. All these white fans go out, but you're a globalist. You've got these chips on your shoulder. I hope you buy the team. There'll be so much infighting, it'll be bankrupt in a year. What do you say?
We'll see what happens with that. I mean, they're just trying to do anything they can to reach the public and to try to get a message out. But, every day is a new day. And as we're helping people and more people are becoming educated, it's actually a good thing. And I'm happy moving forward, you know, in a positive direction. I think that good things are on the horizon. I know that we have a lot of evidence that still hasn't even come out yet, regarding, you know, a lot of these scenarios that are currently going on in the government. So there's a lot of, as time goes on, as Trump stays in office, as new people come in.
It's happening. The info's pouring out.
Getting drained. I mean, look at all of the info. I mean, we've known that there's been a lot of forces deployed to clean up this pedophile ring all over the world. And we're seeing, you know, a lot of the things that are being cleaned up are not in mainstream, in the mainstream news. I mean, so we're seeing a lot of progress being made. I mean, I talk to military people that are involved. You talk to people. I have state senators and politicians calling my office right now, asking me what we can do, that listen to you, that know what's currently going on, that are saying, hey, we're seeing the shift. We're seeing the shift happen.
No, this is real. That's why they're freaking out. And you know, I'm not for just killing people outright, but, you know, part of that is some of the people that are trafficking these kids, they're not getting arrested, especially when they're snuff filming them and stuff. They're just getting their heads blown off. They're getting an acid bath. So that's why they're freaking out. And you can see their minions are panicking. They're trying to leave the U.S. They're trying to get out because they are scared right now.
Yeah. I mean, it just confirms more and more what we've been saying for years and years and years and years about all these different things that people called us idiots and quacks and you don't know what you're talking about and there's no possible way that could be happening.
It is insane to be vindicated like this. It's crazy. But we're just going off the globalist on up right. By the way, we're doing the whole next hour with Roger Stone. So all you that are on hold, you're all getting on air. We're getting to Ollie. Let's go to who was up next yet? Oh, so many callers. You guys, I pick them during the break, and then I want to make them like a purple mark so I can tell them I go to. Sean in Texas, because there's so many callers there. Sean in Texas, you're on the air right now with Dr. Grip. Go ahead.
How you guys doing?
Good, brother. Thanks for calling and holding.
Hey, no problem. It's wonderful to talk to you guys. Dr. Grip, thank you for your service. I'm headed to an accountability formation here in just a minute, so I got to be quick. I'm in a skiff all day, no windows. I mean, this building's 50 years old, HVAC system, and I'm dealing with, I mean, heavy, heavy fatigue during the day. I'm drinking one or two Monsters a day, at least one or two Diet Cokes a day, and my head is bobbing all class. I'm in there eight to 10 hours a day trying to get this, this training done to get into the real army, let's say. So,
well, if you're doing that, the first thing you need to do if you have low energy levels is look at what you're putting in your mouth and what you're drinking, because if you're on diet drinks, number one, that's going to be causing a lot of problems in your system. It's going to be congesting the liver. People that have
you need to take clean stimulants if you are like Brain Force. Like
12. I mean, if you want a boost of energy,
absolutely.
Secret 12, there's nothing faster than that. I mean, DNA Force is amazing too. So many reviews on how DNA Force has increased.
But I used to be like this guy. I lifted weights, I ran, but I was living unhealthy. And then as I slowed down, I fell apart quickly. Then as I did the good stuff, I dug at least 70 something pounds. I was almost 300 pounds out of the hole partially. But absolutely,
Before
exercise,
Sean, energy drinks are extremely toxic to your body. You're clogging up your energy levels in your body.
They shoot your adrenals.
They burn your adrenal glands out. And usually the reason why people don't have enough energy, the number one reason, and they start being fatigued in the afternoon, is because of their diet and what they're putting in their system. So I would look at that first. I mean, yeah, you can take Brain Force. You can take a DNA Force.
We got to jump. Sean, God bless you. We got to jump. We got to jump here
as well.
This is a big one. Melissa in Nevada. Questions for Doctor, for us both on the flu vaccine. Go ahead. Go ahead, Melissa.
Hello?
Nevada. Yes, go ahead.
Melissa.
Hi. Okay, so I've been trying to call on this forever. We've never taken the flu shot. Well, this year, besides the school making the meningitis shot mandatory.
Ma'am, there is no state where shots are mandatory. They lie to you in a hoax and tell you it's mandatory. There is a waiver form. There is no law. It's a fraud.
Yeah, so we had to get a religious exemption in order for her not to get it. So
good.
Now they were bribing the children at this middle school to get the flu shot with movie tickets and Hydro Flask water bottles.
Oh, so you're making me mad. Absolutely. California passed the law that 12-year-olds can take it if they want, getting rid of parental consent. This is incredible. You're absolutely right. So now they're bribing kids to take it and not tell the parents. Tell us about that.
Okay, so they were offering, and they sent out an email to the parents, like, hey, convince your kids to take it, and this is what they can win.
Oh, my God.
Well, she still never got it. So now they are going into her classrooms and singling her out, telling her that she has to get this done. And so
they're even having cops show up at the school bus to intimidate the parents like you did something wrong. Yes, they're going to total intimidation level.
Yeah, and so we still haven't done it, and they finally stopped badgering her about it because I called the school nurse and totally flipped out on her. But but I do have a question for you. Is there an age limit to some of these products that you guys offer? We've been giving our children, they're 12 and 14, the X2, and her grades have gone up so good. Like, it's totally helped her. But for
well, ma'am, let me tell you, if you Google, if you search engine iodine deficiency, IQ reduction, electrochemical reduction, it's absolutely a fact. You die without it. That's why they've reduced it in all the food down to nothing. It is the key to electrochemical activity, but everything else out there isn't real iodine. It's bound. It's not absorbed. This is a key call.
Hold on.
I don't mean to interrupt because I'm so out of control here. Because I want to hear what you have to say, group, and we're going to do 5 minutes with her. This is so important. Tell us what happened with your daughter when she took the X2.
Oh, so she's really, math is not her strong suit at all. So we have, for a few months, she's been taking the X2, and she now has a B in math, which she's never had. So she's like a C, D kind of kid when it came to math, but she's starting to understand it better. So now she has a B in it, which is amazing for us. And even our son takes it. He's not a huge fan, but we make him. He's super hyperactive and super, super smart. So he's too smart for his own good. So it kind of helps calm him down and makes him think a little bit. But we all take it as a family, and it's been great. Like, I feel calmer, and I sleep better. And so the X2 is amazing. But we just wanted to know if there was age limits on the rest of this stuff, like the knockout or... I take the selenium. They try to put me on a thyroid medication and I refuse to, and it's helped kind of regulate that hormone for me. So
it takes a while to regulate that.
A great question. You know, I personally, it's a strong dose on the bottle. Some people need to go a lot less. Obviously, for children, consult your healthcare provider or physician. I mean, Dr. Group, without iodine, children die. Without it, they have lower IQs. If it's a deficiency, that's a fact. We can say that.
Well, the answer to that question is anything that's natural and raw is going to be fairly safe for children. But the reason why that supplement companies put do not take under 12 is because it's a liability, number one, for the company. And number two, parents, there's not a lot of studies that have been done long-term on children. So it's more of a safety issue with liability with something's going to actually happen to the
exactly. Company. So it's up to you. We're saying under 12, don't take it. It's up to you. I personally, everything in knockout, my children, if they're hyper, whatever, they love it. Stay there.
We had a 5-year-old drink a whole bottle of X2 and was, you know.
Stay there, Melissa. We're going to come right back to you.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Melissa in Nevada, you're on the air worldwide. You were breaking down your daughter taking X2. I remember 5 years ago when Group was developing it, and he hadn't even gotten the true deep earth crystal source yet, but a very clean seaweed-based system that wasn't as strong. And some say, well, this is really strong in the bottle. Well, maybe you take a third of it or whatever. You know, this is serious stuff, folks. The point is, without it, you die. But if your body doesn't have it, it'll use bad halogens, chlorine, fluoride, you name it. The globalists bombard us with fluoride, knowing it lowers IQ. These are mainline studies. What does true iodine do? It raises IQ because you have to have it. So I began taking it. And Group said, watch out in about 3 weeks. Because you first had a lot of energy, felt really weird. About 3 weeks in, kind of got toxic, felt like I was hungover for 3 days. And then all of a sudden, it's like when you're carrying your kid up long steps, you take them off your shoulders, you suddenly feel like you're flying. It was like I woke up one morning and I felt like I'm never really taken drugs, but I guess what drugs feel like, I felt like I was floating. It was like, whoa, I got so much energy. And then when I forget to take it, because, you know, I'm not ever been a supplement guy with all these supplements. I'll kind of, whoa, and then I remember to take my X2, and then a week it's back. It's just simply amazing. Keep going. We'll go back to her.
Hey, when we started looking at deficiencies and especially with Blaylock, you start seeing that massive amounts of iodine deficiency all over the world. And when you look at the problems that we're having with
some villages in China, like a third of the kids are retarded.
Yes. I mean, but then you even look further and say, why is that? Why do we have an iodine deficiency? And then it leads you down that rabbit hole of when fluoride was introduced and why it was introduced into the water.
And then all the other ones are sodium or all these other, they're not good or they're bound and they don't absorb or they make you sick. So like, why don't we have a clean one?
So iodine is used for every single cell. There's a receptor in the body. People think it's just for the thyroid and all that, but iodine's
it's estimated that up to 2 billion people have iodine deficiency.
It's way more than that because that's what's going to be released by the probably the World Health Organization or something like that. And all those numbers released by the CDC are all off.
And they keep lowering the recommended daily allowance.
Well, you have a massive amounts of endocrine-disrupting chemicals, which, by the way, estrogen-disrupting chemicals also block iodine absorption. Most people don't even know that. But then you have bromine, fluoride, and chlorine.
Well, that's it. I mean, let me just tell you what happens. Stamina, libido, energy, aggression, everything when I take the iodine. And then I feel so good. I feel great quit taking. Then I kind of go back down. I mean, it's so incredible. It's like a precursor to everything.
It is. And it, you know, all of these things calcify the pineal gland. And how are you going to get these toxic chemicals out? There's not a magic pill you can take that gets rid of all the iodine. I mean, the fluoride. Iodine for those will push those compounds out. And those.
But why do you have the effect where you feel bad 2-3 weeks in?
Well, because you're going to start detoxifying your body of the toxic chemicals, fluoride, bromine, and chlorine, which are damaging and being stored in your cells and being stored in your thyroid gland. So when your body starts to detoxify and those iodine starts coming back into those glandular organs.
Hold on, the president's about to speak.
You may go through some detoxification symptoms.
We got to go to break. These are network breaks, but I feel like I should skip this one. But we run our whole show now. I never do it anymore. But I mean, Trump is about to speak here. At whitehouse.gov. This is on Infowars.com. Let's just go to him as we go to break, and we'll back it back up. Here we go.
Right behind me, they've worked so long, so hard. It's been an amazing experience, I have to tell you. Hasn't been done in 34 years, but actually really hasn't been done because we broke every record. It's the largest, I always say the most massive, but it's the largest tax cut in the history of our country, and reform, but tax cut.
Wow.
Really something special.
This is live, but now it won't be when we come back. Hit pause.
And I noticed this just came out.
1 minute break. Just back it up. This is a day long. Remember, this is the globalists are pulling their hair out right now. You're actually going to get money as a general public and jobs, not have a globalist system where it's all offshored, where we have the high taxes, they have the low taxes. This is big.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
We're back live. The president is speaking right now. Right now, let's go ahead and go to that live feed of him talking about the historic tax cuts he just signed. Here we go.
Bye-bye. $1,000 special bonus to more than 200,000 U.S. employees, and that's because of what we did. So that's pretty good. That's pretty good. And I have a whole list of accomplishments that the group behind me have done in terms of this administration and this Congress, but you've heard it before. Records all over the place. And that will continue and then some because of what we did. But $3.2 trillion, just think of it, in tax cuts for American families, including doubling the standard deduction and doubling the child tax credit. The typical family of four earning $75,000 will see an income tax cut of more than $2,000. They're going to have $2,000. And that's, in my opinion, going to be less than the average. You're going to have a lot more than that. One thing very important for the farmers, the great farmers and the great small business owners that were forced to sell their businesses at bargain basement numbers, we have provided for the most part estate taxes wiped out so they can keep their farms in the family. And that, to me, is a very big factor.
That is so huge. Huge. Estate tax for the farmers. Gone, baby. We can keep the farm.
This is going to mean companies are going to be coming back. You know, I campaigned on the fact that we're not going to lose our companies anymore. They're going to stay in our country. And they're going to stay in our country. And you've been seeing what's been happening even at this prospect. But they have tremendous enthusiasm right now in this country. And we have companies pouring back into our country. And that means jobs. And it means really the formation of new, young, beautiful, strong companies. So that's going to be very, very important. The pass-throughs you know all about. And the small businesses are going to be big beneficiaries. We are going to bring at least $4 trillion back into this country.
Yeah.
Money that was frozen overseas and in parts and worlds.
Woo!
And some of them don't even like us, and they had the money. Well, they're not going to have the money long. And so it's really, I guess it's very simple. When you think you haven't heard this expression, but we are making America great again. You haven't heard that, have you? I want to have them get up and get the glamour and the glory. And
yeah,
I just
want
to have a few of them come up, and they'll speak for a little while. And
all the cowards that want to be associated with us thought we were going to lose. They're learning. They're the losers.
Get everybody up, right? But I want to thank Mitch McConnell. I want to thank, what a job. What a job. And I want to thank Paul. They're going to speak. They're going to say a few words. But Paul Ryan and Mitch, it was a little team. We just got together and we would work very hard, didn't we, huh? It seems like it was a lot of fun. It's always a lot of fun when you win.
Yeah, after Trump
went
over
lose,
them to
that's
the Democrats,
not acceptable. But I'm just going to name a few names and then some of them will come up. But people that I saw so much over the last month and really over
this
the last almost year.
This is the foot coming
year,
off America's
when
neck.
You think of it, we haven't even
I
been
mean, if you
year.
Think we've got stuff done now,
and
look at this.
We did the largest tax cut in our history. I hate to say this, but we essentially repealed Obamacare because we got rid of the individual mandate, which was terrible.
Yeah, baby.
And that was a primary source of funding of Obamacare.
Here's to the globalists.
And Anwar, so a friend of mine. Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations,
and Dan, where's
Hillary,
Dan?
Go to hell.
Where's Dan?
Man, this is devastating.
This is.
I'll tell
Christmas
you, between Dan
America.
And Don and Lisa, you've done a very great job. So a friend of mine called up about Anwar. He's in the Opus. He said, "You didn't get Anwar," and I said, "Tell me about Anwar." He said, "We've been trying to get that passed. The whole country, the world, they tried in Ronald Reagan." They tried with the Bushes. They tried with everybody.
The pipeline's
already
built.
They never got Anwar, but we got Anwar in this bill. So we have Anwar. We have mandate.
Cuts everybody off. We get all the oil.
And we have the tax cut and we have the reform.
This is what America is.
I mean, when you add up the size of this bill, it's really great. So, Lisa, thank you very much. Lisa Murkowski. So, John Cornyn, the great chairman, Orrin Hatch. Great job, Orrin. Wow. Orrin is a special person.
All these guys
Tim
trying to stop
Scott,
us, but
who has
still
been so
him.
Incredible. He's going to say a few words. Where's Tim? Where's Tim?
Yeah. Now they're probably behind the scenes trying to collaborate on what to do.
He's younger than I am.
This guy's a good guy. Yeah, McConnell will.
I have it mostly memorized, but Tim Scott has been great. John Thune. Where's John? John.
All right, let's stop right here with the thanking. Let's go to Roger Stone. We're going to come back with your calls. We're staying today in the fourth hour with Roger to go to Melissa and Brad and Aaron and Scott and Kevin and Josh and Carlos. By the way, all of you get a free bottle of Micro ZX, the antifungal yeast, Beyond Probiotic for your gut, and a free bottle, all of you, for Christmas for holding this long, of Floralife. So while we're at it, let's get them to email their names and numbers and where they want it sent. We'll go give it to Santa Claus and the elves a few miles away at the shipping department, where they ship the stuff out in South Austin to the whole world. So everybody that's on hold still gets a bottle of Myco ZX and a bottle of Floralife from InfoWarsLife.com. So the good probiotic and the good anti-yeast, anti-fungal, such a game changer. That's been sold out for 6 months. It's now back in stock. Free shipping store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com. And riding shotgun with us is Roger Stone this hour. We're going to have more of Trump's speech and more of this. But Roger, this is a devastating victory. First, the Russia fake investigation implodes the last 2 weeks. And on the heels of that, now this, the economy roaring back. I mean, they are literally crapping their globalist britches right now. What do you expect to happen next, though? They never give up. the zombies, the America haters never get up. As we remove the foot off America's neck right now, as the economy surges back, they're just flipping out.
Alex, we've just witnessed a historic moment. I mean, this is the linchpin to making America great again. This is the linchpin to supercharging our economy. Look how much the president has already accomplished just by cutting regulation. But now with
he's on his way to being George Washington part two. George Washington now, founded the country. Donald Trump saves the country. I mean, it's here.
And I know for a fact that the president was actively involved in trying to keep the Wall Street, you know, Christmas tree provisions from being attached to this bill. And I know at the very last minute, he tried to reason with Congressman Brady to drop the carried interest benefits for the hedge fund directors, true to his word in the campaign. And he kept the Wall Street sweeteners to a minimum. But the most important thing to understand is that now under Donald Trump, we have a tax rate on all businesses, big and small, lower than Mexico, lower than Canada, lower than China, lower than Japan. And this, as CNBC's Larry Kudlow has pointed out again and again, is the absolute key to America's economic revitalization.
The resurgence.
And nobody but Donald Trump could have gotten this done. Nobody. And in all honesty, we came this close to failure because John McCain was the last guy to sign on. John McCain seriously entertained voting against this package until the 11th hour. But only Donald Trump could have gotten this done. And when you notice that it's happening in real time, at the same time the Mueller investigation is literally falling apart before our very eyes, every single day brings new revelations about the inherent corruption and partisanship of the Mueller quest.
Well, it's totally synthetic and fake and a frame-up. That's a cabal.
Yeah, it's very clear. We, as you know, posted yesterday on InfoWars the entire blueprint for Uranium One. We really laid out in chapter and verse how the very criminals who are currently trying to take our president down, Robert Mueller, James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Rod Rosenstein, these are the criminals involved in the cover-up of the
Uranium One. And by the way, now all these former FBI deputy directors and folks are saying they're criminal. They need to be indicted, so that's exciting. Ride Shotgun with us, more excerpts of the live speech. But we're going back to Melissa to finish up on the flu and all the rest of it. We'll go to Brad, we'll go to Scott, we'll go to everybody before this transmission ends. If I got to go right into the war room with Owen Schroyer, Dr. Grimm's Riding Shotgun, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today and the restoration of the Republic forever.
We now take you live to the president speaking about the biggest tax cut in U.S. history to return the corporate money to the U.S. and kill the globalist program to deindustrialize our nation. We now take you there live. More of your phone calls, Roger Stone, and of course, Dr. Grimm Riding Shotgun. We're going back to your calls in a moment, but here's a few more minutes of the historic speeches.
What about ways to improve distressed communities throughout this country? 52 million Americans living in distressed communities, and we talked about legislation that can move those communities forward. And you said yes. And as a part of this tax reform package, the Investing and Opportunity Act has been included, which will bring trillions of dollars into poor communities because of your willingness to listen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, no, factories and jobs are going to rain on black communities. And of course, that's why the global
is going to keep them under their control. President said I only have 45 more minutes, so I'm going to get to my... He didn't say that. Okay, got it. Let me just say to those Americans who are watching this process, this is not about Washington.
And again, this is Tim Scott speaking.
It's not about the right. It's about single-parent moms who are looking for a reason to be hopeful in 2018. This tax reform plan delivers for the average single mother a 70% tax cut. For the average family who's working paycheck to paycheck, looking for ways to be hopeful about their future, to have an extra night for dinner out at a restaurant, this tax reform package cuts their taxes by nearly 60%. And because of folks like Marco Rubio and Ivanka, when you think about the folks with kids in the household, this plan doubles the child tax credit and makes about 70% of it refundable. This is a plan that we can be proud of.
Yes.
Because it speaks to the hearts of everyday Americans.
Just the estate tax deal, the corporate taxes is devastating to globalists. Now let's turn groups mic back on.
Come on up. Diane Black. Thank you.
All right. I want to go back to Rogerstown. He had some guests set up. They'll be going into the war room with Joy Vila, but this is too historic, and I promise to go to your calls. But we're going back to Melissa here in just a minute. But, Roger, thanks for letting me storm the fourth hour with you. Again, what are the Dems going to do? I had a whole family last night, four men, three women, come up and say, I'm going to prison. You're a Russian. We hate you. We're going to get you. Screw your baby. Screw your wife. I'd stepped out to make a phone call. I guess they'd seen us at the restaurant eating. I mean, they were just frothing to see me happy. And then they said, oh, you got that hot young thing. They were just, my wife's 5 years younger than me. They were foaming at the mouth, Roger.
Well, Alex, the cool thing is that for every one of those examples, I had lunch today in a local pizzeria here in Austin, and I was mobbed by info warriors.
Oh, no, exactly. We're 10-1.
You tell Alex Jones, God bless him, he is leading the American Revolution. You tell the whole crew at InfoWars how much we love what you guys are doing. I signed autographs, and I posed for selfies. So, look, as you know, it's a balance. The libtards attack me on the streets. You've got this clown Tom Arnold cyber-stalking me. Whenever I go to a restaurant in Manhattan, it's like, go to the restaurant. You can confront Roger Stone. No, the liberals, their heads are exploding because the Trump revolution is succeeding, because we are winning. Because their heroes, Mueller, Comey, Hillary, Bill, they're being exposed as the venal, treasonous criminals that they are. The forces of freedom are on the move.
That's right.
The
We've been so cynical so long. Groups always saying be positive. It's true. It's actually happening. You judge a tree by its fruits. This is incredible. But I asked the question, because I'm glad he points out 10-1, it's positive. But I'm worried about that percentage that are getting crazier. What do you say about them?
Well, you and I went to a shooting range yesterday so I could get some basic training on firearms.
Oh, yeah, let's roll that in the background.
Growing up in an urban area, I never had the opportunity to learn, despite my respect for the Second Amendment and my respect for firearms and their proper use, I never had the opportunity. It was a great experience. And the reason I'm doing this, Alex, is because the threat level against me and my family and my dogs has just gotten out of control. I can't go to a major urban center in the country. I can't walk through an airport. I can't go to a restaurant with some libtard screaming at me that they're going to kill me, that my family will die in jail. I'm sick of it. And I'm not a violent person. We don't advocate or foment violence, but we will not be violated. And we will protect our families and our Constitution. So the fringe you're talking about, Alex, the real nut jobs on the left, they're driven now to violence. They're so insane about the success of this administration.
That's right. Dr. Grubb, where do you think we are historically?
I think we're making progress historically. I mean, massive progress with this. I mean, this is America's best Christmas gift probably since George Washington. So,
By the way, we're not just using those terms. You have to go, this is super level.
I mean, and I'm saying Christmas, not being.
No, but I agree. This is like mega historical.
This is mega historical. Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's great. I think that everything is, finally starting to take those steps in a positive direction, and what we need to do to get reclaim our freedom in this country. Again, we're pretty much just almost a socialist republic. The only thing left was to take away our guns and the Second Amendment. So now this is a huge, huge, huge win, a huge victory.
Did you see how Chicago wants UN troops?
Yes, I did see how Chicago wanted UN troops. That's, they're pulling out all the stops right now.
I mean, it's so crazy. It's just so crazy.
It is crazy. It is crazy. I mean, I don't even know what's going on with Uranium One. I haven't read Rogers.
It's just total proof. It's all state. They were dumb enough to admit in text messages and emails it's all fake.
Well, it's like everything that they're doing is starting to become exposed. You know, the more that they try to expose things that aren't there, like the Russian collusion.
Like Rand Paul and Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones and Matt Drudge and Roger Stone are Russian agents. If that's true, yeah. I'm a monkey's uncle.
Exactly.
The irony here, of course, Alex, is that they were so smug about Hillary's election. The fix was in, you see. We were going to have Hillary versus Jeb. We control both of them. Jeb's assignment was to lose gracefully, and he would continue to make millions off for his associations with the Clintons. So they were so brazen, they were so arrogant, that they exchanged these emails on their official email and text message channels on their government-owned cell phones, because they'll never see them. We'll be able to cover this all up. And now it's all out there for the American people to see. Trump's election is so improbable, they're going out of their minds. We'll be back in just a minute, and I want to talk about some of these incredible specials you've got going on for Christmas week, because everybody I know in the freedom community is doing their Christmas shopping there. They understand that we at InfoWars are under attack like never before. They tried to take you off the air in Chicago, as example. We need a war chest, and we need your help, folks.
Thank you. We'll be back with a call straight ahead. I promise one right to you. Waging war on corruption.
On corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I got to say, folks, Donald Trump is something special. I'm not a cult of personality guy, but good Lord, has he been delivering? Have we been delivering? You've been holding for a long time. Everybody on hold. I know it's a hassle for the folks in there taking your calls, but I appreciate the great crew. Your name, number, where you're at, Myco ZX, and a free bottle of Flora Life, a great probiotic as well, or Biome Defense, whatever you want. They're both great. Carlos, Josh, Kevin, Scott, Brad, Melissa, Greg, we're going to go to all of you. Here in just a moment. These are, and Roger Stone, pop at any time. We're getting into general health news. I know you're big into Chinese medicine. I know you love our products. I know you love Group's products that we do through InfoWarsStore.com. So he was telling me how much he loves the new Alpha Power. We can still get to most areas of the country, 48 states. If you order today, it'll get out tomorrow. Get it before Christmas, free shipping store-wide. Michael ZX sold it for 6 months. I thought it was coming in the new year. It came in. So that's here, the great antifungal. Brad, Melissa, let's finish up. Melissa, what was your other point?
I just want to finish off with, we live in a small town in northern Nevada. It's a big ranching community. So I just want people to know that it doesn't matter where you live. They're going to come after you regardless, especially on these vaccines.
And recap, if folks just joined us, you were on 20 minutes ago and I put you on hold. They're saying it's the law, take shots. They're trying to harass your daughter in class.
They're singling her out and her classes.
Bullying her.
Telling her that she needs to get these done. And I was called a bad mom by every administrator and nurse that I talked to when I refused to get the meningitis shot for her.
Well, that's a deadly one.
That's adult bullying. That's adult bullying. And not only, Melissa, have I heard stories like that, but not only are they forcing vaccines, they're also forcing mental health tests on children. And it's being done behind the parents' backs. They want all the children to be diagnosed with some sort of mental disorder. They want them all on psychiatric medications, and they want to have full control over everybody moving forward from this point on. So way to go for standing up, because
yes, ma'am,
you're only one of millions of parents that succumb to the pressure and millions of kids that succumb to
Melissa,
the pressure.
Melissa, thank you,
there.
And God bless you. But they know
thank you, and Merry Christmas to all of you.
To you too,
it's
Melissa.
Nice
Christmas.
To be able
thank
to
you, God bless.
Merry Christmas.
They know, thank you, Melissa, they know that the higher educated, the less vaccines people take. And so we've, you know, we've played those reports, but here's the deal. I know there could be a safe vaccine system, still with some side effects, but they have total protection, liability protection. They lie about it all. They're trying to force it on us. We got to go to these calls or we'll never get to them. But that's one thing. He hasn't let us down yet because he's not even a year in and we see half of his agenda already in place. But he did create that commission with Robert Kennedy Jr. He did say, hey, we've had issues with vaccines. They're giving too many too quick. You know, Trump can even see the effects himself. That's one thing I hope he starts delivering on soon, is exposing the vaccines. Roger?
Alex, you're absolutely right. I think that Big Pharma has obviously pushed back against the idea of a commission. Robert Kennedy Jr., who I spoke to the other day, is more than willing to serve, but he's not hearing from the White House. So in the new year, we need to give the president the support he needs to overcome the opposition within his own administration to those who I think are in the pocket of Big Pharma. We need a blue ribbon commission of honest people to look into the safety of these vaccinations.
And let's expand on that. That's why they hate him going on the road. It's why they try to isolate him. If you hand him an article or say, sir, vaccines, remember, please fulfill your pledge. He does it. That's why they keep him isolated. Hit him on Twitter. Call Sean Hannity, who he talks to every night. Sean Hannity's powerful. And I'm not like a host. Like, I'm the biggest. I'm the best. Sean Hannity's gotten a lot better. He's really a patriot. Thank God for Sean Hannity. You got to get Sean Hannity on this, right, Roger?
No, look, I think the more voices the president hears it from, the president's instincts are absolutely correct. He understands the danger of these vaccinations. He's expressed it publicly for a number of years. But then the establishment health Nazis within the government swoop in and say, that's crazy. That's insane. Vaccines are safe. Adam Schiff, the congressman from California, Congressman Schiffless, he sponsors legislation, House of the Resolution, that declares vaccinations are absolutely safe. The United States government has never paid out a single penny to people damaged by vaccinations. We've paid out over $3.5 billion.
The inserts say they can kill you dead in a hammer. I know. It's like hoaxville. The good news is they're having to resort to pure hoaxes.
It's delusional. It'd be like sponsoring legislation that says the Holocaust never happened and no one really died.
Or Hitler wasn't a Nazi.
It's so crazy.
Insane. Brad, you're on the air worldwide with Dr. Group. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Alex. And hey, Dr. Group and Roger. Great show. I just wanted to echo what you're just saying there because, you know, when I was, when my wife and I had our children, you know, I would have done, you know, it's a whole different level of experience when you have kids. You do anything to protect them. And we're all told you got to get them vaccinated right away. You got to do this. So you go through that process. And I brought my daughter home and she had some convulsions from the year and a half shots, I think. And after that, I was wide awake. And of course, I was listening to you about that time because it was right around 9/11. So I just, you know, people talk about you fear mongering, whatever. Alex, you're the best, man. You put out the best information. I've been a news junkie since I was a kid. Got hooked up listening to you after 9/11 and awoke.
By the way, I'm not getting tears in my eyes about you talking about good about me. It makes me violent that they know this is hurting kids.
And they don't do anything about
it. And it pisses me off.
And they don't do anything about it. They just keep pushing the same narrative. I was just listening to you guys talk a minute ago. You go back to the 50s, and they were pushing polio the same way. So this has history. All this.
My grandmother, they told her she got it from the polio vaccine. And then these people get in my face telling me I'm full of crap about it.
And they're putting profit.
I got people that work in this building whose children have died from it. I got people that have been super sick from it. I'm sick of their crap.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead. Medical tyranny. It goes back to the 50s with polio. It goes back to the fluoride since the early 70s. And we just all buy it. The public is just clueless, and me included, until you start piecing it together like a puzzle and you go, they are attacking us from every which direction.
And it's all compartmentalized. Now. The average nurse doesn't know. But the nurses always, when I haven't had a baby, I've had four, are like, you know, we don't give them to ourselves either. And, you know, the preemies that we give them to them and they die. Incredible. Well, anything else, Brad?
Yeah, just on that note, I mean, I work part-time in a hospital, and they, and you're, just like you're saying, that other caller just said, Melissa, I think her name was, they said, hey, everybody's got to take a flu shot, and I said, you know what, I'm going to fight this, I'm not, because I'm part-time, they could take it or leave it if they don't want me, I'm like, you know, I want to work there, I've been there 15 years, but I'm not taking this, I'm not doing it, so I wrote this big, long letter, and they said, you know what, don't worry about it, we're putting you on exemption list for good, but it took it, you know, it was stressful just fighting that, and on that note, Dr. Group, can you possibly come up with some product to relieve stress, because I know you're doing a great job with all the other products, I love them all, but I'm sure there's a lot of us out here dealing with day-to-day stress that would love a new product like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, lithium orotate seems to work pretty good. It's out there, but just really cleansing your body.
That's a plant-based lithium. It's
a plant-based lithium. It works really good for stress, but it's really more or less addressing the root cause of your stress, where it's coming from, and sleep. Just an hour of sleep extra a night has been shown to reduce stress, and so does meditation.
If people take Knockout, that helps your brain release a lot of the other chemicals you need, right?
Yeah, Knockout's good. It's going to help balance the neurotransmitters. And actually, believe it or not, new research is coming out on gut health and how it affects stress levels, because your brain and your stress with the adrenaline and the dopamine and the serotonin and all the brain, the neurotransmitters are actually regulated and produced in your gut. So by fixing and repairing the gut, it has a direct relationship on the stresses.
We got to come back and give each caller a minute and finish up with Roger Stone. Man, Roger, I know you got to catch a plane back to Florida or New York, wherever you're going, your houses right after this. Are you going to be able to do part of the War Room and have some of those special guests on?
Now, actually, I think we're going to reschedule them because we got some good news. But there's only one flight out of here, and I'm going to be on it. It's been a great week in Austin. Just great.
Absolutely. It really makes me upset because I have three daughters, and I have a son. And I think about my baby having convulsions like that father did. And I'm going to be honest. I feel violent. I've been trying to fix this peacefully. But all these globalists behind this, they know what they're doing. None of them take shots. They need to, you know what?
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
With Roger Stone bringing us in live.
Welcome back. You're at Freedom Command Central. It's The Alex Jones Show. And now breaking news from Las Vegas, Nevada. Federal Judge Gloria Navarro has declared a mistrial in the case of rancher Cliven Bundy. Her ruling for a mistrial is based on the fact that the federal prosecutors withheld evidence exculpatory of rancher Bundy and his supporters. The amazing thing about the federal government is even when they get caught cheating, they could get a do-over. Right now, technically, Bundy's retrial is scheduled for February. No word yet on whether the government will try yet again to convict Bundy for standing up to the federal government. We here at InfoWars came out for a pardon for Bundy, a presidential pardon months ago. We are hopeful that pardon will be unnecessary and that the federal government will end its efforts to harass these.
But we did launch the Arpaio, not tooting our horn, but they got really mad about that.
Well, Sheriff and Arpaio. Yeah, and I am hopeful this won't be necessary, but this is big news, and you are hearing it here at InfoWars.
Absolutely. We had Joel Scalzo on. He said this was the word yesterday. So tomorrow's news today. Scott in MA, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Alex. I had a quick question for all of you.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, so I take the Super Male Vitality, and it's life-changing. I highly recommend it for everyone. I have a question for Dr. Groot, and then something I kind of wanted to
tell you. Sure, go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay, Dr. Groot, do you have anything to recommend to people that are these soy boys, that, you know, they take soy and all that, and they're heavily demasculated? Would you recommend the Super Male or Alpha Power for them?
Yeah, that's actually a great question, Scott. I would absolutely, I would recommend it because soy is one of the things I recommend people get off of. It's in all the baby formulas out there. I've been trying to tell people to eliminate soy, not fermented soy, but all the soy. Number one, is heavily contaminated. It's all genetically modified. Number two, it's heavily sprayed and full of pesticides. And
we should do a whole show on that. But all the BuzzFeed people, all of them admit, we did a study. They obsess on soy and guzzle it.
Soy is one of the worst things you can put in your system. It wreaks havoc on the digestive system. It is the only baby formula approved under the U.S. government welfare program.
Uh-huh.
They will not approve any of the natural ones. It's also given to the a lot of people in hospitals. The pharmaceutical companies promote it in their food supplements like Ensure and stuff like that. But soy is an estrogen mimicker, and it increases the estrogen content in your body. And that's why it's so damaging, not only for women, because you increase estrogen in a male or a female, and you're increasing your chances cancer. Of cancer. You're increasing your chances of cystic.
And Roundup is, it does the same thing.
It does. And so do phthalates and the endocrine disruptor.
He asked why Supermall works so well. It's known herbs and compounds that boost libido energy, but it's cold pressed, and they have this special aging process. While we sell out of it a lot, you only explain it to me. That's why each batch is like a bottle of wine. It's different.
It's not like a traditional herbal supplement out there. It's used to help balance out the male and enhance the production and balance of a male's.
By the way, it's 50% off for only two more days. Free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. And Michael ZX is back in stock. I got to jump, Scott. I love you. We got to go to everybody here. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in Virginia. You can jump anytime you want, Roger Stone. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Alex. Hey, I got a brain force testimony I want to tell you, and I think this is touching. My girlfriend was hit by a car a few years ago, and she died twice on the way to Hershey Medical Center. I mean, so there was some serious brain injury, and she has a brachial plexus on her right side. She's kind of paralyzed on her right side. But besides that, I put her on Brain Force. I quit vaping, quit smoking, and being, what's the word I want? Anyway, besides that, I put her on Brain Force. Alex, her quality of life, you don't understand. She can remember names. She can remember a lot of stuff. And her quality of life, because of your product, is one of the best that I've ever seen. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart coming out with something like that, because you have changed somebody's life for the better. And it's one of the most powerful things that I've ever seen because of your brain force. She can remember things, and it's just awesome. You don't know how great and how happy I am because of that. And I thank you. And I know you're a real person and a good person because of that. I know you have the American's heart. You know,
well, absolutely. Look, I believe everybody doing good, then I do good. But we're going to set out to have a product to research whatever's already the best, then discount it, show you love it, and order it again. I mean, it's self-serving as well. I take it. Roger Stone lives by it, don't you, Roger?
Yeah, no, look, of all the products on the InfoWars store, this is my absolute favorite. I find that I get this dip in energy, both mental and physical energy, around 4 in the afternoon.
Me too.
I pop two of these. And I get mental clarity, I get mental energy, I get a slight lift in my physical energy, and I'm able to work another 7-8 hours. I like to write late at night when the phone's not ringing, when you don't have as many incoming emails and texts. And I really find Brain Force Plus just an extraordinarily effective. Yet I can sleep. There's no hangover. You're not ramped up. You're not amped up the way amphetamines do. I can't say enough about it. And now I've gone on the auto ship, Alex, because one time I forgot to order and the store was out because this stuff flies off the shelves. And we had some InfoWars shows where I wasn't as sharp as I could have been. So that's never going to happen again. I'm on the auto ship function now because this is a product that just gets me through the workday.
Well, we're in a war. That's why we try to sell the best products. We appreciate folks. And, you know, Dr. Group didn't design Brain Force, but he's pointed out it's a really good product. And I want to work with Dr. Group on a brain nootropic. I know you don't like stimulants. It's got a lot of natural stuff that does it, and then a few other things that are natural but are stimulants. But imagine if you and I, if you come up with a, because you're saying, hey, we're too hyped up, you know, but I mean, we need to have Dr. Group come up with a Brain Force.
Now, I mean, Kevin, give yourself a lot of credit too, because of you and because of your knowledge, I would say you're a big part of saving your girlfriend's, you know, a mental acuity. And that's another big thing that we don't talk about a lot is so many of the info warriors out there that help so many of their family and friends and all the people that they know, and they spread the message. And that, you know, once you're healthy, you're brain is working efficiently. You're detoxifying all that fluoride.
It's a chain reaction.
That's healthy. It's a chain reaction. Right. I mean, so
Kevin, we love you and thank you, and we're all in it together, brother. Thank you so much. Let's real quick, Josh in New York for Dr. Group and Roger Stone. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, Alex, Dr. Group, Roger, thank you so much. Long time Prison Planet subscriber and become a loyal, like I have 8 subscriptions to your products and I can vouch for them all. So I won't go into all that. Everybody knows how great they are. I got a question for Dr. Group and then I got an important question about the outline for Roger. So my very close family member of mine, also an InfoWarrior, he's on his last legs when it comes to his battle with cancer.
Wow.
And I know you've talked in the past about certain, you know, different types of alternative medicines or alternative treatments like the vitamin C, glucose stuff, or maybe oregano oil or juicing. Is there any specific clinic or any specific thing you prefer, Dr. Group, when it comes to treating cancer and specifically of the liver?
Yes, there's actually a clinic, and I know the guy very well is Dr. Jimenez, and it's hope4cancer.com. He just opened a new clinic down in Cancun. It's Hope for Cancer with the number 4. I can't even say what he's using on the air right now, but let me just say this. The protocols that he has are by far, I mean, there's also stem cell clinics, but what he's using down there and what he's doing and the results he's getting are some of the best in the world. I just spoke at the Truth About Cancer Symposium. I know all those guys. I was just in Tennessee a couple weeks ago with some of the top natural cancer experts and doctors in the world. And many of them are doing good things, don't get me wrong. But that would be my recommendation.
All right, I apologize. We're out of time. Roger Stone's got to go to catch a plane. Owen Schwartz is coming in a few minutes. Greg and Carlos and others, I apologize to you, but we're going to send you the 2 products free. Thank you for holding. Call me back tomorrow. Call into the war room if you want. I'm sure Owen wants to talk to you. We can write down their numbers, have them first callers on there. Roger, let me shake your hand before you leave. Big deal with the tax cut. Globalists are panicking. We're having big victories, but we got to watch our 6 because I smell they're going to counterstrike. What do you think?
I totally agree. We've got to have our guard up. We're being so successful that they are getting more diabolical and more desperate.
Absolutely. But you know, Trump, he was really obsessed with this. They call it a mentally ill love affair with America, but he's done it. All right. I want to thank Dr. Grip for being here as well. I want to thank the crew running everything. And Owen Schwartz is coming up in T-minus like 2 minutes. Infowars.com/show. The stations across the country and listeners are trying to censor us. You're great. You're awesome. Please spread the links, whether you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, or our local radio station, Infowars.com/show. Thank you, Dr. Group.
Thank you.
Great job. That was just 3 hours you hosted, brother.